Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome into Dow Diamond. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. And today is game number 5 in the Lansing Lugnuts 6-game series against the Great Lakes Loons. It's a Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond night as well, so the Loons are in their superhero-themed and inspired uniforms. But the man on the mound on the other side for the Lugnuts is Luis Morales, the number one pitching prospect in the A's organization, and he's taking the hill right after the Lugnuts had a terrific effort yesterday, doubling up the Loons 8-4. These two teams have split the first 4 games of this series, and Adam, if the Lugnuts win today, they'll clinch at the very least a series split.
Well, that's all thanks to a great performance yesterday. So good stuff by Lansing. They pitched it well, and they came up with some big swings and finally got some runs home. So that was great to see them put pressure on Loons pitching. Now can you do it for a second consecutive day?
Wyatt Crowell gets the ball for the Loons on one side. He's only made one appearance, 3 innings worked in the Midwest League. How about Luis Morales following up his gem the last time out?
Yeah, man, he's looked really good. It's been one run or less really constantly since the beginning of July for him. So can he keep that up? We certainly expect him to. 21 years old, top pitching prospect for the A's, as you mentioned. He has looked tremendous. The slider, the sweeper, the change. I mean, he's got some good stuff to work off that high-velocity fastball.
The starting catcher in yesterday's game was C.J. Rodriguez, part of the great performance by the Lugnuts on both sides of the field. Cole Kahn will be the starting catcher for today's game. I had the chance to catch up with C.J. earlier today. This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts catcher C.J. Rodriguez. I got to know you first last year.
Yep.
How are you better as a player this year than last year?
I think just more comfortable. I kind of understand my game a little bit better. Obviously being more comfortable here in Lansing in the second year helps, but just kind of finding exactly who I am as a player has been a big help.
Who are you as a player?
A defensive first catcher who gets on base and calls a good game and is solid behind the plate.
There was another play yesterday. Adam and I wince every time we watch catcher, and like something comes and it hits you awkwardly.
Uh-huh.
How do you shake it off? And you got what, 40 seconds to shake it off?
Yeah, those just kind of hurt for a little bit, and then they go away pretty quick. But yeah, it sucks for a minute or two. But after that, it's just kind of a little small bruise.
Has an umpire ever said anything to you? Like after you get what's the interactions like?
There's not really much of an interaction because I'm still kind of trying to catch my breath,
yeah.
So there's not really much.
Was there a first time? I think about calluses for a guitar player when you play it. Does a catcher's body get calloused?
Your hand, for sure. You kind of get used to the pounding on your hand, but just like anything else, when you get hit hard with the baseball, it hurts. So I don't think you really can get calloused anywhere. But
I've been watching you working with our hitting coaches here, Kuz, Ruben, but Alex came in earlier this year, and I was watching your work with her, Todd Takeyoshi. Where are you offensively right now compared to where you were earlier in the year?
It's just kind of been a steady process. It's not really I'm anywhere specifically. It's just kind of I'm still figuring it out like we all are. So it's just a continuous process.
Was there a specific thing mechanically that you're working on making a habit?
Not really. It's more just hitting the ball at the right flights and not missing. It's just kind of the name of the game. But no, it's not really anything mechanically.
It's been awesome to watch you develop, but also there were guys last year who you worked with. They're better this year. Why is Mitch Myers better this year than he was last year?
I think he's always been able to command all of his pitches, but I think he's just dialing in, all of them. He's able to command anything whenever he wants, and now it's just kind of executing, and that's all it is, really. It's just a process of trying to,
Mm-hmm. One other guy who, from 2023 to 2024, Jake Garland, is it executing or is it something else?
I think their stuff is the same, the same pitcher. It's just they're more experienced now, and they understand who they are as pitchers and how to get guys out. So if you understand who you are, that's what's going to get you to the next level. Because you can't be someone you're not. If you're trying to do things and you aren't good at, then, It's not a recipe for success.
I mean, in that sense, you're the pitching coach on the field, right? So you get to know who all these pitchers are. Mm-hmm. How much have you grown into that role?
I've always kind of taken on that role. I take pride in, you know, the defensive side and making sure, like, all of them like to throw to me and they want to throw to me. And, you know, they feel confident when they make their pitches. So that's just kind of my job.
Got about 4 weeks to go in this year. What do you want to accomplish before the season ends?
Nothing in particular, just I want to finish strong. There's been tendencies for guys to, you know, slack off the last month or whatever, but I'm just trying to keep going strong and, you know, keep playing hard till September 8th or whatever we play to.
What are your non-baseball plans for the offseason?
I don't know. Just kind of obviously try to get better at baseball.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really make plans like that, so it's kind of just whatever happens, happens.
I didn't know if you had a favorite way to be like, okay, that was a full season. Now this is how I want to get away and recharge.
No, I mean, I definitely like to get away from just people in general once the season's over. But it's nothing in particular, just kind of hanging out.
How long has it been since your last haircut?
Maybe 3.5 months, maybe.
Yeah,
it's getting long. I need to cut it. I just haven't for whatever reason.
Do you? Because it flows well.
Yeah, it does all right. I take care of it, but it just gets a little too much sometimes.
CJ, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
No worries. Of course. Thanks for having me.
Lugnuts catcher CJ Rodriguez. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
About 10 minutes away from first pitch, the penultimate game of the 2024 season with the Great Lakes Loons coming on Defenders of the Diamond night up here at Dow Diamond. Lansing winning yesterday 8-4, so the series tied at 2 with 2 games left to go. Lansing comes in 19-21, 51-54. The Great Lakes Loons 20-19, 54-51 overall. Okay, let's take a peek at the starting lineups written out by Craig Conklin first, the second-year manager for the Nuts. Danny Bautista Jr. leads off in right field. Jared Dickey bats second, the left fielder. Ryan Lasko's in center field hitting third. Will Simpson, the cleanup man at first base. Luke Mann swings fifth at third base. Nate Nankiel hits sixth, he's DHing. TJ Schofield-Sam at second base hitting seventh. Cole Kahn swings eighth and catches. And Sahib Valenzuela rounds out the order at shortstop. Bautista Jr., Dickey, Lasko, Simpson, Mann, Nankiel, Schofield-Sam, Kahn, Valenzuela. And they will support tonight the righty and top pitching prospect in the A's organization, Luis Morales. Jesse? PETA pit, PETA, what are we calling that? PETA parts there?
These are PETA chips.
PETA chips, okay.
Yep.
PETA chip in mouth. What is your selection? Who is your selection for Spotlight Hitter tonight?
Adam, it's Will Simpson. So yesterday, Simpson knocked in 3 runs. Know how he did those? Sac fly, bases loaded walk, RBI single. We see extra base hits from Will today. You watch out. The man is first in the Midwest League in RBIs. He's first in the Midwest League in extra base hits. I'm expecting a big game.
He will try and be Superman tonight, or perhaps...
Wait, that's Luke Mann.
Captain America tonight Defenders of the Diamond Marvel themes. Superman is not a thing, but yes, Luke Mann is our Superman. Okay, let's go to the Great Lakes Loons. Dylan Campbell leans off the TH. Kyle Levin bats second at first base. Josue de Paula in left field hitting third. Jordan Thompson once again cleaning up and at second base. Sean McClain, the shortstop, bats fifth. Jesus Galis catching, hitting sixth. Nick Bittison swings seventh at third base. Juan Alonso, the right fielder, batting eighth. And Jake Vogel rounds out the order in center field. Campbell, Nevin, DePaula, Thompson, McLean, Galis, Bittison, Alonso, Vogel. And they will support the man making just his second start with the Loons, just recently promoted, Wyatt Crowell, the lefty, who has pitched just three innings. So maybe for the Loons tonight, you might think, can we get some offense to help out the newly promoted Crowell? If they are to do that, Jesse, is there someone outside of Dylan Campbell you're looking at, or is it Dylan Campbell?
Well, that's the key, right? We're going to stick with the DC references on this Marvel night.
Oh.
Campbell has been Batman. He's looking for his Robin. He has not had anybody step up as a sidekick, and that's where I look at the left fielder, Josue DePaula, batting third. Luis Morales is the number two prospect in the A's org. DePaula is the number two prospect in the Dodgers org. His bat has not traveled with him up the ladder. We saw great power in Lansing, but he's drawn walks. He has not hit. And so the Loons need him to hit to compete with Morales and the Nuts.
And to Jesse, your point, he's just 2-for-14 in this series. He scored a run, knocked in one, has walked a couple of times, but he's also struck out a couple of times. So they certainly are hoping for more from the man that is just 19 years old, and that is Josue DePaula. Okay, so there you go for tonight, your two starting lineups and your two spotlight hitters. This is, it's exactly where Lansing was when we were here the first time around, way back in May, where the Nuts had lost those first two games, and then they had a chance after winning games 3 and 4 to come into the weekend and win both to win the series. They, in fact, did that. Remember, we had a couple of games that went to 11 innings. They capped the series finale with a one-run win. Jesse, can they do it again? They don't need to win 4 in a row, just 3 in a row this time, but are they potentially capable of heading back home with another series win on the road against the Loons?
Well, usually we would say it starts with pitching. I think it has to start with hitting. You need the early offense. When the Lugnuts scored their 4 runs in the 4th inning yesterday and they got to 5, I asked you, we talked about this on the air, can the Loons offense score 5 runs? And the answer was, they couldn't. 5 scoreless innings from the Lugnuts bullpen. If you score early, if you score a lot of runs for the Lugnuts, and in this case, I'm simply saying 5 or 6, that should be enough to win. So I'm looking at the Lugnuts offense, get those early runs, support Luis Morales, and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you can get Morales to have a good outing and he can go a little bit deeper like he has been, you feel good about Lansing's chances here to start this one. I mean, you get 5 or 6 out of Morales, you shorten the bullpen, even though you have guys available there. And if you can get some runs early, again, build maybe a little bit of a lead like they did yesterday, even though it disappeared a half inning later.
Let's talk about Morales, though. What made him so effective against the Dayton Dragons, those 6 scoreless innings, only 2 hits, the 6 strikeouts? Adam, I thought that his pace was great. He worked in a strong rhythm. He used his slider highly effectively. There was an interview that Gil Patterson did with Bill Moriarty, A's Farm, for A's Cast. And what I loved about it was all about Morales throwing his slider harder. No loopy breaking stuff, coming at guys with a hard slider. That way they couldn't sit on the fastball. We were seeing guys sitting on the fastball earlier this year. And you know what he also did? He threw strikes. There were no 3-ball counts. There was no Morales falling behind. I'd like to see him attack this Loons lineup.
Well, the other thing that coincides with these last outings, and you're going back here to the beginning of July, which is 2 outings, then the Futures games, the Future game that he participated in, and then the 4 outings after, he's not given up more than 1 run in any of those 6 outings with the Nuts. Jesse, take a look at the home run count. Before he got to July, he'd given up a home run in 4 of his 5 starts. He has not given up any home runs in his last 6 starts. That has been a key for him. He's been able to keep the ball in the yard, and that seems to have given him a lot of confidence.
I love it. When Morales first took the mound, we said, boy, this stuff is great, but it's not consistent. It's getting more and more consistent. And let me throw this at you. Let's say Morales goes out there today and fires 6 more strong innings. I would say
this might be the last outing that he would make for Lansing. The time is probably growing short for him in the Midwest League if he keeps on excelling.
I don't disagree. I thought that time was after his last start, and I don't know, after the starts before that. I mean, he's been dominating here. And the fact that he just went six strong against Dayton, who's in first place, and now has a chance to do it against Great Lakes, who has been playing much better. I certainly think you could find a way to finish his last month up there in Midlands. As guys move up the ladder, potentially in the last month, get that experience before they then are reassigned beginning next year. The Loons are coming out in their marble-themed unis. They are neon-flavored in the number and writing department, and then in the logo department on the front of their cap. So they've got green on the sleeves, black is the body of the uniform, and then the neon writing for Loons in front and the numbering on the back. And then they've got the neon logo up top as well. And they are also intersplicing the Iron Man theme song here as they introduce themselves and run out onto the field. So it will kind of be a black-on-black field tonight. Lansing is in the away blacks, while the Loons are in the home blacks, but they have the darker green sleeves and the neon writing. We are ready for tonight's national anthem, the penultimate game between the Loons and the Lugnuts in 2024, just about ready to go. But first, we send it down to the field for the singing of tonight's national anthem. How about that? Ready for baseball tonight on a chillier evening at Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. We are sitting mid-60s. Hello, fall on this Saturday, August 10th, 2024. It is game 5 of 6 between the Lugs and Loons on Defenders of the Diamond Night. Loons 20-19 in the second half, 54-51. Lugnuts 19-21 in the second half, 51-54. If the Lugnuts organization was the Avengers, then our leader, our Steve Rogers, if you will. He is the man that takes the call once again. Here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hail Hydra, Adam. Here Whoa. We go. Your Whoa. Defense for the Great Lakes Loons is as follows.
Whoa. Red Skull?
See, the Loons I felt tonight are the heroes, right? But just in case you happen to step into an elevator. DePaul in left, Vogel in center, Alonso in right.
Nevin at first, Thompson at second, McLean at short, Bittison at third, the catcher Galiz. But the man on the mound with the sinker, the slider, the sweeper, the change, it's Wyatt Crowell, the Florida State Seminole out of Cumming, Georgia, fourth rounder last year. The lefty Crowell will take on Batista, Dickey, and Lasco to get things going. Oh, by the way, that changeup, that is a low spin rate changeup. And the slider, so bullet slider and the sweeper, one slower, one harder. As Ruben Escalera jogs up the first base side. Our home plate umpire is Stone Garber. Our bases umpire is Isabella Robb. Big hug for Ruben to the first baseman, Kyle Nevin. Yeah, play us in. It's something I'm envious of other teams that I think that we need to bring to Lansing, where the pitcher's walkout song plays for about 1 to 2 minutes. It's just gorgeous. Sets the mood. 7:08 p.m., let's get things going. Wyatt Crowell to Danny Batista Jr. Outside ball one, underway at 7:08. It is 65 degrees in Midland. Lefty to righty. Shadows halfway out to the mound from the plate. The pitch, Batista Jr. chops toward short to his left. McLean grabs, sets, goes to first to get him. Two pitches and one away. And now Jared Dickey steps in.
I woke up like I'm Lil Dickey. That's actually pretty funny.
Right? Great legs. Lefty, lefty. Dickey shows bunt, pulls back, cult strike. Fastball at 93 miles an hour.
Oh my God, I'm the man.
The Tennessee Volunteer waits. The FSU Seminole throws. Fastball above the letters. One ball, one strike. One out, nobody on, no score. Dickey yesterday. A base hit, a couple of walks. The pitch. A chopper beyond the pitcher. There's McLean, the shortstop again. From the right side of second, the throw to first for the second out. Deja vu. Well, Sean McLean is involved. And the batter's Ryan Lasco. Lefty to righty. Two outs, no score. On the pitch. Down low. Change up for ball one. If you look on your Great Lakes Loons roster, you notice anything different from Sean McLean's name compared to the rest of the Loons infielders?
Yes.
Second baseman Thompson's up the middle. There's the pitch. Lasco takes a ball outside.
It is not last name first, and there's no comma.
That's right. It just says Sean McLean. Same thing for Juan Alonso, the outfielder. That's August the 10th. Game number 106. The pitch to Lasco. Inside for ball three. You know, Ryan Lasco yesterday walked. He was hit by a pitch. He singled. He scored two more runs. He stole two more bases. He's been all over the bases. And Ryan has scored 11 runs in his last 10 Lugnuts games. 3-0 pitch coming. There's a called strike on the fastball at 92 at the knees. The Lugnuts come into play today, 19-21 in the second half, 51-54 for the year. The 2019 Loons, the pitch, Lasco taps it foul. The Loons are 54-51 for the year, nearly mirror images. The Lugnuts played one fewer game in the first half. The Loons have played one fewer game here in the second half. Three balls, two strikes on Lasco. Wyatt Crowell throws. Down and in. Uphill the check swing. Didn't go. Denied by Isabella Robb. And Ryan Lasco draws the walk. The man who has drawn more walks than any other minor leaguer in the A's organization. It's his 11th walk drawn with the Lugnuts. Earlier this year, 59 walks drawn with Stockton, 70 walks overall. Two outs, no score. Lasco at first, a threat to run.
The pitch. Will Simpson takes a called strike, nipping across the inside corner. Good slider. Simpson knocked in three yesterday. Lasko, great speed at first. The pitch. Fly ball, deep right field. Back goes Juan Alonso, looks up. It is off the wall. Lasko tears around third. He's on his way for home. A relay throw to the plate is late. He dives in head first safely. RBI double for Simpson, and it's 1-0 Lugnuts.
Well, how about that? Will Simpson thought maybe he had a home run there and nearly got out. Wow, he crushed that baseball, and Lansing, just as we were talking about, gets off to that good start early once again.
League-leading 68th run batted in this year for Will. League-leading 41st extra base hit, his 24th double. Lasko has now scored 12 runs in his last 11 games. Here's Luke Mann. The pitch, fouled off at home. Love that, Adam. Out of the blocks. Two ground outs to shortstop and then walk double for Lansing. No balls and a strike on Mann. Power hitting, left-handed hitting third baseman. Takes the sweeper outside.
Welcome to the Lugnuts lineup, Mr. Crowell.
Luke Mann yesterday doubled and walked. Crowell's pitch. Off the outside corner, then off the mid of the catcher Galiz up the third base side. But simply no advance by Simpson at ball two. Entering play today, the Lugnuts had been outscored in first innings by 23 runs. But the Nuts are up early, 1-0 with two outs and Simpson at second. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Back to the sweeper away. Wyatt Crowell is not a big guy, listed 6 feet tall, 169 pounds. A 2-2 with two outs and a runner at second. He deals. And he swept it a little low. Tough call and a tough take. But Luke Mann has worked the count full. First base is open. And the right-handed hitting Nate Nankill is waiting on deck. Crowell looks at Simpson. Payoff. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a sweeper. And the side retires. First strikeout for Crowell. But he allows one walk and one hit. And they hit an RBI double to give the Lugnuts the lead. Yard to the bottom of the first inning. Lansing 1. Great Lakes is coming up against Luis Morales.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Will Simpson doubles the Nuts into a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. And now the Loons have to contend with Luis Morales. Campbell, Nevin, DePaula coming up against the right-hander. Go to bed, Layla. Geschluffen. Good night. Dylan Campbell, the DH. Right-handed batter. Morales fires. Foul the way right side, strike one. 96 at the knees on the outside corner. Campbell yesterday, a walk and two homers and four ribbies. He was the Loon's offense. The Texas Longhorn crowds the plate. The pitch. Fouled back, strike two. 95 on the hands.
I'm sorry, did I miss it? Somebody's skipping the rest of the game for bedtime?
Yeah, it's time. It's time. It's time for Layla to go to bed. You know, she can just find out what happens in the morning.
Should she take a look at the viral photo of Steph Curry going night-night yeah. logo?
Steph Curry says night-night. 0-2. High fly, shallow left center. Shortstop Valenzuela's out, called off. And from left, Jared Dickey, a one-hand snag. And one down. Steph Curry said night-night, France. That last fly ball from Dylan Campbell, that fell out of the sky like a Steph Curry three rained down.
Chef Curry.
Kyle Nevin bats right. Right-hander Morales brings it. And broke it in for a called strike. Starts him off with a hard slider. The Lugnuts lead 1-0. Here's the pitch. Fouled into the netting. Fastball at 98. He's just getting tuned up. 0-2 on Nevin. Is it too early to say that this is feeling like the Dayton game?
Not at all.
Throwing strikes, working in rhythm. Step back, leg kick, the pitch. Slider down the way, appeal to check swing. Isabella Robb says, no swing up the right side. Kyle Nevin, whose father played in the majors, Phil. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Slider whips him. First strikeout for Morales. At some point, this is a promise to you. I'm going to put together a video montage of the swings that Morales has gotten at his slider this year. They have not been pretty. They are gorgeous.
Folks, what he's saying is that is inevitable.
Jose De Paula takes ball one outside on the 97-mile-an-hour heater. The 19-year-old from Brooklyn. Here we go. This is Dodgers number two prospect against A's number two prospect. 1-0 Lugs. The pitch. Off speed, down and away. Change up for ball two. It's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight. Loon's clad in their superhero uniforms. Swing and a miss. 97 by him on the outside corner. The uniforms, okay, so it's black chest, black back, and then green sleeves, forest green. 2-1. Shot foul up the left side, strike two. Lay it on the fastball again. And Morales is one strike away from a second strikeout, and also one out away from a perfect first inning. Loons is written across the front of the chest in yellow, outlined in green, and then you've got a green and gold Loon Firebird. A pitch, up high. This is a payoff pitch from Morales. On its way, DePaula hits a high fly out to center. Ryan Lasko measures, backs up, retrieves above his head. That is a 1-2-3 inning for Morales and the Nuts. Let's go to the second. Lansing leading in Great Lakes, 1-0.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Seven, eight. Ned Hill, Schofield, Sam Kahn for the Lugnuts, hitting 1-0 in a first inning RBI double by Will Simpson. So let's try things in the second against the Dodger fourth rounder Wyatt Crowell. Crowell showed off a good slider in the first, but a walk hurt him. He deals to Nate Nankill. Ball one low. Nankill, the DH, batting from the right side, has doubled in two straight games. Yesterday, a ninth inning two-run double. The lefty offers. And he broke it in for a called strike. There's that sweeper. Nankill overall 2-for-10 of the series. Two doubles. The pitch. Shot to the right side. Base hit right field. Hit number 3. Collected by Alonzo. Plays it in. And it's a leadoff single for Nate. His swing is coming along nicely, getting himself comfortable here in high A. 92 mile an hour fastball that he just sizzled at 100 into right. And Nankill will try to steal second. Leads away from first, TJ Schofield Sam. Check swing and a slider low and away. Went too far, says the home plate umpire Garber. Strike one. Field Sam doubled yesterday. It's a high fly out here to shallow right. Alonzo, a late break, comes in. Makes a nice running catch. Now back to first base, Nankill. One gone. The con man coming. Kokan steps in. Switch hitting Kokan with the eye black in force. Smeared across both cheeks, dripping down in that triangular pattern. Though to first, Nankill dives back in, tag just barely not in time. He was only two steps away from first, and still Crowell had him with that heart palpitating. Now he stretches out the lead. The pitch to Kahn. On the outside corner, strike called. Fastball in the shadow zone. Well, as Adam pointed out yesterday, Lugnuts catchers are doing the two-on, two-off thing. The pitch. Kahn takes a ball outside. Cole started the opening two games of the series. Then C.J. Rodriguez got the next two. Each guy went 1-1. So here's Cole back for game 5 of 6. Burrell throws. Kahn watches it all the way in. A sweeper for a cut strike. Cole against Dayton was 1-for-11. This week against Great Lakes is 1-for-6. Did draw 2 walks, though. That was the big key. The Loons have walked a lot of Lugnuts in this series. And finally, yesterday, the Nuts made them pay for that. The walk of the first inning scored. Though the first, Nankill safely back in standing. Lugs 1, Loons nothing. Top of the second, 1-on-1 out. Number 8 hitter. Kahn's batting 208. The pitch, down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Earlier this year, his numbers were absurd with the Stockton Ports, before settling in for a lovely 273 average with a 431 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Slider called strike 3. Snapdragon on the outside corner. Second strike out for Crowell. Second out of the second inning. Adam, I don't think it's too early for us to declare that slider's his best pitch.
No question, and there's two different types. He's got the sweeper, he's got the slider, but that was a heck of a pitch to get the out there on Kahn.
Saeed Valenzuela takes the fastball for a called strike right across the inside corner. Number 9 hitter, just like Kahn, switch hitter batting right, Lansing's up 1-0.
The pitch. A bouncer out to the mound. Grabbed by Correll, runs toward first. On her hands to Nevin, and the side retired. Lead off single for Nankill, stranded. One and a half complete. Nuts one, Loons nothing. To the bottom of the second from Dad Diamond.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
So it's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight here tonight in Midland, Michigan. Great Lakes down to Lansing 1-0. They just did the hero pose camp. They have Iron Man here. Luis Morales. The Lugnuts right hander. Takes on Thompson, McLennan, Galeas, 4-5-6. Heels to Jordan Thompson. And the LSU Tigers swings and misses. A thunderbolt from Morales at 97 miles an hour. That's his superpower. Let's it fly. Fouled off to the right, off the screen and down. Went slider for pitch two. And it's quickly nothing and two against Thompson. Batting just .231. The cleanup hitter in the order. As Great Lakes is searching for a cleanup bat with Chris Newell now promoted. 0-2 pitch. Slider down and away. And the first inning against Morales, it went fly out, strike out, fly out. Didn't break a sweat. Pivots, kicks, offers. Check swing, went too far. Strike three on the fastball up and in at 98 miles an hour. And effortless.
Well, I continue to say this until he leaves us, and I don't want him to, but he's too good for this league. It's time.
No argument here. Sean McLean, first pitch. Strike called, slider, right down the middle.
It was in the Futures game for a reason, because the future is bright for this man.
Lugs up 1-0. McLean takes a fastball outside. You remember when he first joined the Lugnuts last year? How far has he developed in a short time? Morales brings it. Fouled off at home. And yet you meet him. And he's such a gentle, easy-to-like guy. He's still gaining his command of the English language. But he walks around with his feet on the ground. You know, as opposed to Iron Man. The 1-2. Lash to deep right center field. That ball is down for a base hit. Cut off by center fielder Lasco. Whirls, fires it into second, and holds McLean to a single. Once again, Morales went slider down the middle, and McLean was ready for it. Here's Jesus Galeas, first base runner for the Loons, the one-out single. Nuts one, Loons nothing in the home second. Jesus Galeas batting right. Roddy Morales sets high, throws, swing and a miss, strike one, high cheddar.
And a high velocity fastball.
It's
short lead, McLean. The pitch, fastball up and away. Galiz is the number 30 prospect in the Dodgers organization, but that's more for his defensive abilities than his bat. He has opened 1-for-12 with the Loons. A pitch from Luis Morales on its way. Swing and a miss, strike two. He has done him nothing but fastballs. Morales out of Antilla, Cuba. He was signed in January 2023 by the A's. He pitched at four different levels last year. This year, all lug nuts. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. High fastball. Strikes at Galiz. Third strikeout for Morales. Two gone.
He is untouchable right now. I mean, he's just in a groove.
Nick Bittison, the third baseman, has had a good bat in this series. That's right. Two outs, runner at first. The pitch. Fastball outside. When Morales is missing so far in this game, that's where he's missing. Extension side.
It may also be intentional to try and get the righty to chase it a little bit wide.
Good point. The pitch. Slider down and away. They appealed the check swing, but he didn't go. And it's 2-0.
And he barely missed that being called a strike. That was sitting there right there on the shadow zone.
Lansing leads 1-0, last of the second. The ball to offering. A chopper in weakly down toward third. Man charges, bare hands, throws. He's safe at first. Infield single beaten out by Bittison. And McLean up to second. Well, with that, the Loons have now matched the hit total allowed by Morales last time out in six scoreless innings against Dayton. Little swinging dribbler for Bittison, the bleeder. He's at first, McLean at second. Two outs, down 1-0. Juan Alonso swings and misses, strike one. Ever see a slow motion swing where halfway through the batter realizes this is a bad idea?
Yeah, time or two.
Hitter's regret. Righty to righty, and 0-1. Fastball inside.
Pitcher's remorse?
Yes. Alonso's 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts. He has walked once. He has scored 1 run. Dead's right on top of the plate with an upright stance. Morales brings it. Swing and a miss, strike 2. So, that's the fastball at 98. You come back to that.
Why not, Jesse?
You want to ride it up high or you want to put it in
the
zone?
Yeah, let's make him chase it up high, a little bit wide.
1-2. Slider gets low and away from Kahn. The backstop. And on the wild pitch, McLean takes third and Bittison second. Fourth wild pitch for Morales. 2 balls, 2 strikes and Juan Alonso. Alonso's 20 years of age, out of Panama. Just promoted up from single-A Rancho Cucamonga. 2-2 with 2 outs. Slider, fly to left center field. This is trouble. Lasco Dickey chasing, down for a base hit. 2 runs score. Lasco picks it up on the track, gets it in toward third. It's a 2-run double for Alonso. And the Loons lead 2-1 on Alonso's first high-A base hit. That was the slowest breaking ball that we've seen yet from Morales, and he hung it.
Well, listen, we've talked to one of the weaknesses for Morales is just he's young. He's trying to learn pitch sequencing, and I think that's the mistake right there. You just threw a slider for him to see it, and then he came back to the slider, and his fastball, it's been untouchable. So to not go back and forth between the slower speed and the fastball, I think is just a learning moment right there. And especially with it being late in the count, I think that was the pitch he probably wanted, but instead he tried something different, and give credit to Alonso, he smacked it.
Pitching coach Don Schulze, just back, rejoining the team, visits the mound. go back to the Sean McClain at bat. It's a 1-2 count. And it's the same thing. It's a hittable slider. Then McClain lasers the single off. So the Lugnuts scored a run in the top of the first. The Loons have played a 2 here in the home half of the second. 2 outs for the number 9 hitter, Jake Vogel. Vogel signed for over $1 million. Drafted by the Dodgers in the 3rd round 4 years ago. Taken out of high school. Righty to righty. The pitch from Morales. Fouled off into the screen. There's that fastball. As you said, they have not been able to turn it around.
Especially when it's up in the zone or it's a touch on the outer edge or outside. I don't know if he's just trying to work in the other stuff there, but fastball, they haven't been able to hit it.
Even stance for Vogel. Bat rotating. The pitch. Fouled off at home. Fastball. Strike 2.
If you want to go a slider running away from him here, you can do that. You want to just keep pounding fastball? I think you can do that if you run it up or you run it outside.
I'm partial for a climb the ladder fastball. Let's see. Vogel's hitting only 180. 0-2. It went too far in the high fastball, and that's strike 3 to end the inning.
Winner, winner, Jesse's chicken dinner.
And Morales strikes out 3 in the second, but allows 3 hits and 2 runs. 2-run double by Alonso, who's then stranded. Going to the 3rd inning, Adam Jackson gets the call. It is the Lansing Lugnuts now trailing the Loons, 2-1.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there on Defenders of the Diamond Knights, Saturday, August 10th, 2024. 2-1 Loons lead. Back to the top of the card. First pitch. Runs low and inside to Danny Bautista Jr. Wyatt Crowell, the lefty, is still out there, working through his 3rd inning. Same amount he went in his opening debut. Pitches way outside with the breaking ball that didn't come back down. He went 3 innings at Cedar Rapids back on August 4th, just 6 days ago. 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. The walk and 3 strikeouts. Lefty-righty matchup, the pitch. Up high, 3 balls, no strikes. Bautista Jr. and Jared Dickey each grounded out to the shortstop. Sean McClain in their first at bat. Those the 1-2 batters tonight for the Nuts. The lefty Crowell throws. Inside, ball 4. Danny Bautista Jr. doesn't have to remove his bat. He'll take the 4-pitch walk. Second walk given out by Crowell. And now here comes Jared Dickey. So for the first time since June 28th, Luis Morales has given up more than 1 earned run. He gives up 2 there in the second. So Lugnuts coming from behind now. The pitch. Fastball shoots in. Strike 1. 2-1, Loons lead. Game 5 of 6 this week up here in Midland. The pitch. That's a little bit wide with the breaking ball. 1-1. Play one more tomorrow at 105, and then it's back home, off day Monday, and then Tuesday through Sunday. Another in-state battle with the West Michigan Whitecaps at Jackson Field. The pitch. Breaking ball, floats wide, 2-1. Dickey 4-for-14 in this series. A couple of runs scored, a double, knocked in two on that double. Four walks, three strikeouts, one HBP. The pitch, swing and a miss. Same floated breaking ball in the same spot. This one was in the zone at the bottom outside part of the plate. So 2-2 on the lefty, Jared Dickey. He's in the black tops tonight, gray pants. The pitch, breaking ball, a little wide. I should say the Lugnuts are in the black tops and the gray pants. But the Loons, to be fair, they are also in black tops with green sleeves and neon writing in the front and back in the white pants. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball reached on, hit to the right of second. The shortstop McLean has it. One play to first. Throws there in time to Nevin. Bautista Jr. safe at second. Dickey is out at first. One away. So they had just a little bit of a shift on, and the ball was hit so weakly to the right of second that McLean could shuffle over to that side of the base behind it and get there with Thompson pulled closer towards the second base position and first base. Tying run at second, here's Ryan Lasko. The pitch. Outside part of the plate, strike one. We see the changeup at 87. Slider, sweeper, sinker, and the changeup. To the lefty, Crowell throws. Breaks it in, outer edge, strike two. Lugnuts got the run in the first thanks to an RBI double from Simpson. After this man, Ryan Lasko, walked and reached. He scored from first base. The 0-2. Inside, good sweeping stop by Galis. That was in the dirt. It feels like fall today. 65 degrees. The sun is out. Well, 15-mile-an-hour winds. There's that crisp in the air. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball, up and on the outer edge of the zone. Third punch out for Crowell, two outs. You know that playoff baseball feel, that college football is right around the corner feel, that NFL football is right around the corner. The leaves are about to change colors. And then, of course, it then gets really, really cold. Here's Will Simpson, the pitch. Breaking ball inside part of the plate, top of the zone, strike one. 2-1 Loons lead on this fall Saturday evening. We're in the top of the third. Bautista Jr. at second for the Nuts with two outs. The pitch home. Breaking ball is whacked up into the light blue sky. First baseline, foul territory, and it runs at least one Loon bullpen member out of the way. Drops down, strike two.
Give you another descriptor for how this feels. Feels like summer vacation is over. Time to go back to school.
Ah, we love that. It's nothing like the fall. Some do disagree, but man, fall gets here, it's go time. Lefty Crowell with an 0-2 count. The pitch, up high, Simpson doesn't chase. Six hits in this series for Will Simpson. He's knocked in now five after getting Lasko home in the first.
You know what the fall means for a lot of the players is a chance to see their families.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball whacked deep out to center field. Vogel into the sun to his left makes the catch. And that's it. Well, one more month and then, yes, it will be family time at season 10. But for now, we play on. It is game 106 of 132 and the Loons lead it 2-1. We head to the bottom of the third.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom three coming up here at Dow Diamond. It is packed here tonight in Midland. Biggest crowd we've seen. Defenders of the Diamond Night. Just over 4,100 last night. Tonight it is just a little bit fuller. The berm, the big berm down the right field line is covered. First pitch home for Morales. Campbell, the Texas Longhorn, sprays it back. Strike one. Got a ton of room down there for people that have spread out blankets and towels. And there are sweatshirts, again, out a little bit chillier tonight. And that Berman right is in the shade. The pitch. Breaking ball is up and in. Ball one. 2-1, Loons lead, bottom three. And they've got the berms across the outfield, right and left, that are packed. 1-1. It's a little bit wide. Two balls and a strike. And then the lower bowl that is also pretty full. Morales' next pitch, down low. Three balls and a strike. He's not walked a batter tonight, but got behind here on Campbell after having a tough finish to the second. I guess the middle part, he struck out the side, but three hits in there. The two-run double from Alonso gave up the runs. The pitch, swing and a miss. Right back to the fastball, the bread and butter that the Loons have not been able to butter the biscuit with tonight. Three balls, two strikes. Will he go back to that again and challenge Dylan Campbell? Steps back in from the right side. Black Sox pulled up. 3-2. Launched out to center field, right at Lasco. A couple of steps to his left, reaches back across to his right. One down. He did, in fact, go back to the 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Middle part of the zone at the bottom of the zone. One down.
I think that's a tough catch for Lasco. That ball was knuckling on him out in center.
100 off the bat in the sun. I'd say that was a little bit difficult, but he made the catch. Here's Kyle Nevin. 2-1 Loons, bottom three. Ready the pitch. Slider in there. Call the ball. So Morales doesn't get the Stone Gover strike one approval. We'll try for it. Round two. The pitch. That's outside with the fastball. 2-0. Let's go, 2-0 pitch. It's launched up in the air. Foul first base side. 2-1. So interested to see how Morales comes back here after giving up those runs and facing the top of the order for a second time. He blew through them the first time. Fly out, strike out, fly out. And again, Dylan Campbell has been the most dangerous hitter for the Loons the last couple of days. The pitch. Bottom of the zone with the fastball, 3-1.
I think there's a couple of keys. First one is understanding how not to let the Loons sit on a pitch. Keep on sequencing, but he's been a little erratic.
3-1. Bottom of the zone. That is right there at the shadow zone. Doesn't get the call. So it's ball four.
He's not getting the corners from Stone Garver. So I wonder how that changes his approach here.
Well, and here comes Josue de Paula. Two phenoms and top prospects battling amongst each other. DePaula, the 19-year-old, flew out. The pitch, down low, ball one. So a lot of misses from Luis Morales in this third inning. Now, he wasn't peppering the zone in terms of the entire time he gets the loons through the first couple of innings, but they were offering at those pitches. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. There is the breaking ball that's in the zone, right down the middle. And DePaula took a big hack and a miss.
We've talked about it with DePaula because he takes so many pitches. You have to be aggressive.
1-1 pitch. Line drive the other way, base hit. And that is a sliding stop by Dickey out in left. Rounding second, Nevin heads to third. They're at the corners with one out in the third inning for Great Lakes. Loons are catching up to that fastball a second time around.
Let me give the teenager some credit. He saw two changeups in a row, and then he was right on the 97-mile-an-hour fastball. That's good hitting.
And he got a fastball low on the outer edge, and he just took it the other way.
Yeah. Tip your cap.
There's Jordan Thompson, righty-righty, two on the pitch. There's the fastball, outer edge, strike one. Loons two, Lugnuts one. Morales with that fresh haircut that he's got, supported under his black Lugnuts cap, comes set, chest-high hold, throws home. Breaking ball in there, strike two. Certainly feel this is a big moment in this game for Luis and the Nuts to try and wiggle out of this jam and keep it a one-run game. Some struggles here. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, no struggles there. Thompson couldn't catch up to the 97-mile-an-hour middle-middle fastball. He ticked it, but Kahn held on to it. Fifth strikeout for Morales.
That's the equalizer. When he sequences right, it's tremendous major league stuff. Jordan Thompson had no chance that at bat.
How about Sean McClain? First and third, two outs. The pitch. Right-hander sprays it back off the net. Strike one. Well, it was a McClain single that started the rally in the second. Then a Nick Bittison single. Then there was a wild pitch. And then the two-run double to Alonzo after the back-to-back sliders, and the one was hung up in the zone. 0-1 pitch. Wow, that is right there. And that's not close, and it's called a ball. That's not even on the edge of the zone. I mean, that's off-center by a couple of ticks. So, 1-1. Breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, not given. My goodness. Two-one pitch. That's outside, throw down to second. It's a Little League steal, and they've got it. Sliding in safe is Nevin. Now the throwback and tag by Simpson on DePaula. That's in time. Well, that's too bad there. Luis Morales got squeezed multiple times by Stone Garber. And then the Loons execute the Little League steal. They get one more. It's 3-1 as we head to the top of the fourth in Dow Diamond.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the top of the fourth inning, Lansing some work to do. Loons have scored in back-to-back innings. Two runs in the second, one in the third. They lead 3-1. Luke Mann steps in. And we are ready to go. Here comes the first pitch. And that's lashed up, foul, out of play. Strike one. Jacob Metter is the new pitcher. Ball has come back down, as you can hear, to the lower bowl. The right-hander on the hill taking over for Wyatt Crowell, who went three innings once again for a second straight outing. The kick and the pitch. That is up high. One ball, one strike to Mann.
Didn't change his ERA any.
No, he did not. Gave up the run in the first. The pitch. Metter throws it outside. Two balls and a strike. That was... After at Cedar Rapids, Jesse gave up how many runs?
He gave up one run, three innings.
There you go. Six innings, two runs allowed so far. 2-1. Fastball zips in at 93 on the outer edge. Two balls, two strikes. So, 23-year-old Texan, 6 foot, 185-pounder, 12th round selection in 2022, Jacob Metter. 2-2 pitch. That's in there, called strike three. Changed it up at the top of the zone at 86. Luke Mann is fooled. He struck out for a second time tonight. First K for Metter. Once he met her, we don't know what happened after that. But we do know what happened to Luke Mann. And he has head back to the dugout. And now from the dugout, here comes Nate Mankill. Righty-righty matchup. The kick, the pitch. Way outside, ball one. Metter looks like he's got some new shoes on his feet. He's got all white Nikes, and the swooshes are in black, high tops. The black socks and the white pants. The pitch, that's a little bit wide at 92. So he goes white sneaks, black swooshes, black socks, white pants, black belt, black jersey, green sleeves, black cap, green bill. The pitch, it's up high. You see the theme, Jesse?
Now hang on, because you left something out, and that's what drew my eye, and that's his glove.
What is that, blue?
He's got a blue and tan glove.
Pitch home. That's on the inside corner, strike one. What, did the glove miss the memo?
That's what I'm saying, get a black glove.
What are we doing here? 3-1 pitch. That's inside, ball four. And Nankill walks, third walk tonight for Lansing. The walks have been up in this series. Loon's pitching has walked them aplenty. But the next question, can Lansing take advantage? Yesterday was the first time we saw that as the Nuts clutched eight runs across. Four in the fourth, three in the ninth. Right now it's 3-1 Loon's top four. TJ Schofield Sam steps in from the left side. Metter, the righty, throws home. That's at the top of the zone, strike one. Well, it was pretty cool today in Midland. It was jam-packed right by the ballpark downtown. The 0-1, that's in, of course. It hits Schofield Sam. That's the other thing. The Loons have been plunking lug nuts. It's been Nate Nankill that has been hit multiple times, three in fact, in this series. Schofield Sam gets hit for the first time, and the lug nuts have runners at first and second, but again, this is the moment. Can you make them pay? Polcon will try to. The Gus Macker tournament was right next door to Dow Diamond today. The pitch, that's inside. In fact, it was still going on when we came into the park, the great 3-on-3 tournament that originated back in 1974 in Lowell. So, happy 50th anniversary to the Gus Macker tourney. It was just in Mount Pleasant recently, right down the road, about half an hour. 1-0 pitch instead is a turnaround. And that was the 15th consecutive year that they had it in Mount Pleasant. Tim Ottoman is a guy that helps make that happen. Great teachers over there. Pitch, it's up high. 2 balls, no strikes.
I was unfamiliar with Gus Macker. It was so cool to walk around and see all of the basketball games going on.
Any good hoopers out there?
You know what? Yes.
2-0 pitch. Shot the other way. It's a base hit. Holding up was Nankill, so he stops at third. Station to station they go. And here come the Lugnuts with the bottom of the order doing it again. Walk, HBP, single. Second hit of the series for Khan. They're loaded up with one out for Saheed Valenzuela. Scott McNeil was the starter of the Gus Macker tournament. What a great idea. 3-on-3. Small courts going on. Pitch. That's inside. Ball one.
We don't have 3-on-3 right now, but we do have 3-on.
3-on and only one out. And 3 up on the board for the Loons. And we are 3 innings deep here at the top of the fourth. The pitch home. Valenzuela swings hard through that 92-mile-an-hour fastball right in his wheelhouse, middle of the zone. Strike one.
Do like that he wears number 3.
That plays a nice role in this as well, yes. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on pitch 3. 1-2.
It looked to me like he's trying to pull off of both of those. And he told me when he's going right, he goes right up the middle into the opposite field.
Going to ask for better pitches. He got 92-mile-an-hour fastballs back-to-back right there, center cut. 1-2 pitch. Inside and low. Good eye from Valenzuela. Saheed just 1-for-13 in this series. He has struggled, but the Lugnuts would love for him to deliver. Nankill is at third. Schofield Sam at second. Khan at first. It was a four-run fourth inning yesterday. The pitch. That is in there and not given a strike 3 call. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's the same thing we just saw with Morales. Jacob Metter is asking where that's at, and so are we.
Let's say that Stone Garber thought it was too high.
Instead, it's 3-2. Here's the pitch. Down low, ball 4. Boy, did Lansing just catch a massive break. And Garber is now hearing it from the Loons dugout. Nankill comes in to score on the walk. It's a one-run game.
Stone Garber is having himself a tough time. I mean, he's missed some that aren't on the corner, Adam.
Listen, here's Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch. This is fought off and hit. Backhand stop by McLean at short. Throws the second back to first. Double play. A 6-4-3 double play. And so the Nuts are done here in this fourth inning. They do get a run on the walk. We will head to the bottom of the fourth. Loons 3, Lugnuts 2 at Dow Diamond.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say.
Because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, a quick end there to the top of the fourth inning. Bases were loaded. Bautista Jr. hit it pretty hard, but it was right at McClain. A nice turn there for a double play to keep the Lugnuts trailing. It's 3-2 Loons. We're going to do some trivia here in the bottom of the fourth. We've got another TriStar Jr. announcer that will announce all the Loon batters, beginning with, as you just heard, Sean McClain. First pitch, McClain checks it. This is down low, ball one. Jesse, what I was going to say at the end of that half inning is the Loons are complaining, yes, but we're even now.
Yes.
The pitch, this is launched up into the blue sky, center field, playable. Lasko back and to his right, and a little shuffle to his left. He's got the catch. Karaoke, 1-2. One down. That is because Morales had two pitches that were in the zone, weren't called, and then the Loons, after what would have been a potential strikeout, ran the Little League steal. So they scored a run they probably shouldn't have. Here's Jesus Galiz, first pitch. That's at the bottom of the zone, strike one. And then Lansing just walked after it looked like Valenzuela should have struck out. So wipe the slate, we're even. Both guys didn't get calls, they probably should have. It's a one-run game. The pitch, swing and a miss. Nice looking fastball up and at the top of the zone, out wide, strike two.
You know, Danny Bautista Jr. just grounded into his 13th double play of the year. Nobody else in the Lugnuts is more than four.
Well, can you tell him to stop doing that?
I will.
All right. 0-2 pitch. Swing, that's fouled back. No balls, two strikes. We're going to do some trivia for you in our bottom of the fourth inning, just like we always do. If you're new here, shame on you. The pancake breakfast, Ron. We do it every game. No balls, two strikes. Righty, righty. Here's the pitch home. Swinging a tapper to the left of the hill. Bounces over to Valenzuela. Behind the bag at second. Throws to first in time. Off the carom from the left edge of the mound. Valenzuela on the run makes the play. Two outs.
How much fun is he having playing shortstop?
He's looking great over there. Has had a couple of tremendous plays. Now here comes Nick Bittison, 3-2, Loons lead. Luis Morales is Cuban-born, and he throws home. That's in there, strike one, breaking ball. So the question is this. In terms of representation in Major League Baseball by country, where does Cuba sit? Swing and a miss, no balls, two strikes. For example, the United States is number one. They are the most represented country in Major League Baseball. They make up the majority of the players. The 0-2, that's outside. So, the trivia question, what number is Cuba in the list of countries that make up Major League Baseball? 1-2 pitch, that's up high. Two balls, two strikes. JGoldstrass@LansingLugnuts.com is the email address. You can submit your responses. Bottom of the seventh, we will give you the answer. The pitch, breaking ball up, spun around, Nick Bittison, and it's three balls, two strikes.
Especially with the Olympics going on, internationally inclined.
So many great international players in many sports, but boy, there just seem to be more and more in baseball. Some great hotbeds around the country. The pitch. That is a little bit wide, I should say around the world. Nick Bittison takes the second walk today, issued by the Cuban, Luis Morales, just 21. 6'3", 190-pounder. He will be happy to know, and I'm sure he already is well aware of how great the representation is currently of Cuban players and of years past. Major League Baseball has been repped well by Cubans. Here's Juan Alonso, first pitch. That is too tall. to the man out of Panama. 3-2, Loons lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner at first, two outs. The pitch, runner takes off, swing and a miss, throw down to second. Beauty by Khan. Ooh, tag just a little bit late from TJ Schofield Sam, according to Isabella Robb.
I think she's right, but it was close.
I disagree. I think if the tag was on him, and maybe it wasn't because we couldn't tell.
Yeah, that camera angle, Isabella's in the way.
Yeah. 1-1 pitch. That's in there, strike two. It's one of those where he's sliding by Schofield Sam, but then the back tag looks to me like it happened before Bittison got to second base. But again, he has to make contact. Maybe he didn't. 1-2. Checked it. Didn't come around, according to Isabella Robb out there, just to the left of second base. Two balls, two strikes, with two outs and a runner at second. And a one-run game. Nuts have two, Loons have three. Game five of six, Nuts have 1-2, Loons have 1-2. The pitch, that's in there, called strike three. 97-mile-an-hour fastball buried at the bottom of the zone. Strikeout number six for the Cuban, Luis Morales. A little skip jump off the hill, and he has led the Nuts into the fifth. 3-2 Loons. Jesse Goldberg Strassler back after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Jared Dickey, Ryan Lasko, Will Simpson, 2-3-4 in the Lugnuts order. Will try their luck against Jacob Metter. Lugs down 3-2 entering the fifth. The right-hander Metter against the left-handed hitting Jared Dickey. Here's the pitch. Applied foul left side, strike one. Dickey twice batted against the lefty who started the game, Wyatt Crowell. And twice he grounded out to shortstop. Now the right-handed piggybacker Metter, who throws up and away. Jacob Metter, 2 years at TCU, 1 year at Dallas Baptist, and then drafted by the Dodgers, a 12th rounder 2 years ago. Wines throws right in there for a called strike to the former Tennessee Volunteer. Dickey drafted by the Royals and then traded to the A's with Mason Barnett and with Will Klein in exchange for Lucas Ursek. The 1-2 pitch, outside. Dickey's just been brilliant. Entering play today with the Lugnuts, the batting average was .394. The on-base percentage was .500. This is a 2-2, and he rolls it over right side, but foul. So he stays alive, two balls and two strikes. He has an outfield assist. They've used him in left field and in right field. And secretly, he can be the emergency catcher if they need him. Who's a catcher in college? Shortstop McLean is up the middle. Third baseman Bettison toward the shortstop hole.
Outfield straight up. Metter with the black socks pulled up to the knees. Steps back. Leg kick. The pitch. Fouled back over our heads. And we'll stay right here, 2-2. Hey now. The single A Stockton Ports have released their starting lineup, by the way, for tonight. Metter delivers. Parried foul down the left side, slicing just left of the line and into the Lugnuts pen where everybody's is just a statue. And now, at last, they react. The Stockton Ports leadoff hitter today is their shortstop, Joshua Kuroda Grauer, the Big Ten Player of the Year, making his pro debut. The A's third rounder. They're not done there. Metter's 2-2. Up and away for ball three. The number two hitter in the order, Tommy Tanks, the third baseman from LSU, the A's second rounder. Nobody on, nobody out. Nuts down by a run in the fifth. A payoff. High fly ball out to right field. Alonso approaches the wall, and he has room to make the catch. Just a little bit too far under it. And there's one away. Had that Majesty Arch kind of feel to it. But just not enough legs. Ryan Lasko's the batter. The number three hitter for the Stockton Ports today, Nicky Nukes. A's first rounder, the fourth overall pick, Nick Kurtz. Pro debut tonight. Pitch on its way. Blow it away, ball one. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth. The Lugnuts are batting and down 3-2. One last one for you. The number four hitter for the Ports is the A's fourth rounder, Rodney Green. The pitch, a ground ball foul at home. So Kuroda Grauer, the third rounder, White, the second rounder, Kurtz, the first rounder, and then Green, the fourth rounder, all of them making their pro debut as the top four hitters in the Ports order. And then Miles Naylor bats fifth. Here's the pitch. Sails high. Two balls and one strike on Ryan Lasko. Walked in the first inning, scored the Nuts' first run on the Simpson double. By the way, after Naylor, Clark Elliott bats. There's another high draft pick. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, strike two called. Good fastball from Metter. Stockton Ports are suddenly must-see TV.
I'd say so.
A two-ball, two-strike offering on its way. Lashed out to right center field. Down in the alleyway for a base hit. Alonso cuts it off from right, gets it in, and holds Lasko to the single. A one-out single for the Nuts. Ryan Lasko back on the bases, where he has lived this week against Great Lakes.
Boy, if he hits that harder, that gets up the gap. That's an easy triple for him. He is so lightning quick. But great job by Alonso to get over there and get in front of that in time.
Things are really coming around for him. Lasko at first a threat to run. Nuts down by a run. One out for Will Simpson. Line drive, base hit, left field. Couple of bounces to DePaula. The lefty gets it in. Lasko stops at second. How about back-to-back line drive singles? First and second with one out for Luke Mann.
Well, take a look at Will Simpson's line tonight. I mean, ripped the ball to right, double. Ripped the ball to center, it was caught. Rips that one 105 off the bat. I mean, talk about another guy that does not belong here at High A. Will Simpson has been doing it at a high rate all year long.
You know, a smart person would have made him their spotlight hitter. Luke Mann bats left. Nuts down 3-2. The pitch, fastball high, ball one.
Well, Jesse, you are, in fact, a smart man. And he is, in fact, your spotlight hitter.
Oh, I better not dislocate my shoulder patting myself on the back, huh? Lasko at second, Simpson at first. The pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes. Now, Mann struck out swinging in the first inning. Struck out looking in the fourth. In that fourth inning, after he struck out looking, the next four Lugnuts all reached. One run scored, but a bases loaded jam averted by Metter with a double play ball. He deals high. 3-0 on Mann. He's one more wide one away from loading the bases for a second consecutive inning. Jacob Metter's come in, and he has not been sharp. Got bailed out last inning, protecting a one-run lead. A 3-0 for Luke Mann. He deals. And it's right in there for a called strike. A fastball at the letters. Jacob Metter's father played college baseball, played it at Oklahoma State and UT Arlington. That two seasons of independent ball. 3-1 from Mann. Inside ball four. Base is loaded with Lugnuts. Lasko to third, Simpson to second. Luke Mann on at first as the Lugnuts draw their fifth walk of the game.
What have we continued to come back to in this series, though? Not the fact that they're short of base runners, it's the fact that they've got to capitalize. And this is a second straight inning where they've loaded up the bases. They got just one run last time. Got to make these guys pay.
Eight walks drawn by the Lugnuts yesterday, four walks the day before that. They drew eight walks in the series opener. They drew four walks in the series opener, eight walks on Wednesday, four walks on Thursday, eight walks on Friday. Does that sound right? That's right. My goodness, Adam. That's 29 walks. Is that correct?
That is correct, man. They've been walking a lot.
29 walks, and here we are in the fifth game of the series. Okay. Well, base is loaded. One out for Nate Nankill. A single and a walk for Nate. Nuts down 3-2 in the fifth. Righty to righty. Ground ball foul up the third base side. Simpson, the runt, or I should say Ryan Lasko, at third, had to dodge it. Had to duck down. All right, let me go deep dive on you. In the first game, when they drew those four walks, you know how many of those walks scored? One. Just one. Better to Nankill. At 0-1. Ground ball foul again, pulled left side. In the second game, when they drew eight walks, how many of those walks scored? One. In the third game, when they drew four walks, how many of those walks scored? None of them, because they got shut out.
Well,
see where I'm going with this? 0-2 pitch from Metter. Swing and a miss. Strike him out. A slider down and away. So that brings me to yesterday. The Lugnuts drew eight walks in the game. How many of those walks scored? Would you believe it was just one of them? Bases loaded. Two outs. TJ Schofield Sam sends the first pitch high in the air out to left. DePaula tracks it back. He's under. He makes the catch. They strand the bases loaded. Well, today the Lugnuts have drawn five walks. Two of those walks have scored, but not the other three. And the fifth one, Mann left at first, Simpson left at second, Lasko left at third, halfway to the house, go to the bottom of the fifth inning, it's still the Loons 3 and the Lugnuts 2.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, the Lugnuts offense has stranded eight runners on through the first five innings, trailing the Loons 3-2. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Loons will have 9-1-2. Bogle, Campbell, Nevin against the right-hander Luis Morales, who kicks and throws. And Jake Bogle takes ball one. Fastball down low. Bogle struck out his first time against Luis. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball away. One ball, one strike. Morales has struck out six through four innings. But there's action in the bullpen behind him. He kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Change up. A turn, a kick, after a hesitation, and he buries it for ball two.
Fans, if you are playing the hitting board, this is a nice jersey option. That's just a couple minutes left to push your hits.
Looks like it's Blaise Pontes who's warming up in the bullpen for the Nuts. The break even. Popped up, foul ground, behind home plate, catcher Khan looks, and the baseball right through a fan's reaching hand. And we stay right here, two balls and two strikes. Earlier today, the Major League parent club of the Lugnuts was in action against the Toronto Blue Jays. And Osvaldo Beto was terrific. Six scoreless innings, only two hits, one walk. And then his bullpen, three hitless innings. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit to shortstop, gloved by Valenzuela. Throws to first, one down. A two-hit shutout for the A's in Toronto. Brent Rooker homered, and that was the game's only run. A's won, Jays nothing.
And that was a controversial home run. It wasn't initially called a home run because it hit off the top of the wall, then hit the railing and came back down into play in left field. They changed it after the review.
Dylan Campbell takes a ball low. You know it. They hadn't called that a home run. Shea Langeliers was just going to knock him in anyway. Langeliers batting behind Rooker in the order. 4-for-4 today. The pitch. Campbell skies it foul off the right side. A ball and a strike.
I'm sorry, what's his name?
Bangaliers.
Thank you, sir.
Lawrence Butler a base hit. Zach Geloff a base hit in the win. Here's the pitch. Down low. Two balls and a strike on Campbell, who's 0-for-2 today after his two-homer, four RBI game yesterday. Lugnuts trail 3-2 to the Loons. We're in the home fifth. Campbell takes, low, and it's 3-1. Now there's a key on the other side. The A's took on the Jays. Vladdy Jr. is playing for Toronto. Morales delivers. There's a called strike at the letters. And so the key was, could Vladdy extend his hitting streak? And the answer is yes, of course he could. It was 1-for-4. The hitting streak is 22 games. Payoff. Down low, ball four. The A's only allowed two hits. Vladdy got one of those hits.
He's feeling 22.
You bet it. You bet. Cal Nevin's feeling 23. Craig Conklin's out to the mound, and this could be all for Morales. For Luis right now, 86 pitches, 51 strikes. The motion has been made. Isabella Robb is calling out to the pen. Blaise Pontes sneaks in one last warm-up pitch. 4 1/3 innings from Morales today. Four hits, three walks, six strikeouts. No home runs. In the second inning, with two outs and two strikes, Juan Alonso got him for a two-run double. And then the Loons pulled off the old Little League double steal in the third inning for the third run. That two-run double, not right now, is key in this game. Loons are up by one run, 3-2.
Yeah, I would say, from what I watched today, one mistake, and it was the back-to-back sliders. And that second slider, he hung it up, and Alonso crushed it out to left center, and those were the two runs. Other than that, I think it was another day at the office, another good pitching performance with a couple extra walks that aren't usually in there, but other than that, good performance from Morales.
Let's turn our attention now to Blaise Pontes. He's going to be the pregame interview in tomorrow's game. I talked with him yesterday.
Spoiler alert.
Yes, spoiler. So, just all about how this season has gone for him. And he thought for a while, Adam, and he said, learning experience. Started in the starting rotation. He had not started since college. And then working in tandem. And now he has moved full-time to the bullpen. The last time that we saw him work was 6 days ago, on August the 3rd against the Dayton Dragons. And he said to me that he's working on getting back to being himself again, trying to figure out who he is as a pitcher. But he's got something up his sleeve that I want you and I to watch for. He's working on a curveball. So,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, see if you could see any curves from Blaze. And generally, he's been a sinker-slider kind of guy.
I like it. Well, that's the main thing, right? Everybody's trying to figure out who they are as people, as professionals, in their responsibilities, as a human, as a job, everything. So once you do figure that out, things start to go well.
Kyle Nevin's the batter, one on, one out for the Loons, home fifth. They lead 3-2, righty to righty. Right in there, called the strike with a fastball at 90 miles an hour. Blaze works with a four-seamer and a two-seamer. The
Jesse,
native Hawaiian.
I was going to say, I got you all figured out, man.
I know you do. But do I have myself figured out? I know one. Line drive, right center field, base hit Nevin. Center fielder Lasco cuts it off. At second, the turn taken by Campbell. Throw to third base is too late. Nevin into second. Poor throw by Mann. Off the glove of Valenzuela. Campbell's coming in to score. And Nevin heads all the way over to third base. It's 4-2 Loons. Well, it all starts on a single. And then Ryan Lasco made the decision to try to throw to third with Campbell going for the extra base. Nevin, as the trail runner, went to second. And the Lugnuts botched it from there. Not a great throw by Mann. One hopping on Valenzuela, who could not collect, and everyone just kept running.
Yeah, Luke Mann, I understand he's trying to be aggressive. He cut off the throw by running over towards second base, but it wasn't there. He's got to just hold on to that baseball. And instead, it's a two-run advantage now for Great Lakes.
I'd like Lasco to hit the cutoff man as well.
Yep. Absolutely. Hit the cutoff man and you maybe get the runner at second base because it looked like Nevin was heading on the throw.
Throwing error, Luke Mann. Nevin at third, one run in, 4-2 Loons, one out for Josue de Paula. Infield in. First pitch is laced in the right, a base hit. Nevin scores. Batista Jr. gets it into second base on the RBI single by de Paula. And the Loons lead 5-2. There's another difference for you, Adam. You know, the Loons just have not had that many base runners today. And they've only stranded two runners on base compared to the Lugnuts 8. But they're cashing them in.
That's been the big story in this series. It's not just been tonight. It was really an outlier, it seems like, yesterday when the Lugnuts cashed in.
Jordan Thompson takes a called strike one. Thompson struck out looking and struck out swinging against the starter, Morales. Well, Blaise Pontes offers. Little slicer flaring up the right side, down the right field line for a base hit. DePaula heads all the way to third base. Thompson stops at first with a single, with Batista Jr. again having to get it into Schofield Sam. That's three straight singles against Pontes.
Well, that one's tough luck right there. In on the hands, low in the zone. And it just floated it up the first baseline. But that's just kind of how things are going right now.
Pitching coach Don Scholze, a slow walk out to the mound. While I have this moment, let's look around the Midwest League standings. So entering play today, the Dayton Dragons were atop the East Division by half a game on West Michigan. You know that Dayton has won three straight games. They were faltering. They've steadied themselves. Meanwhile, the Whitecaps come in at 23-16, while the Dayton Dragons are 24-16. Then the Great Lakes wins the 2019 3.5 games out. The Lugnuts are 19-21, 5 games out of first. On the Fort Wayne Tin Caps are 16-24. They have won 4 straight games. They're 8 games out of first place Dayton. Now, checking in around the scoreboard in the Midwest League today. Fort Wayne is currently getting no hit in South Bend. They're into the bottom of the 6th inning. 9 outs to go for the Cubs for the no-hitter, leading 4-0. Dayton leads Lake County 3-2 in the 5th from Dayton. We resume. Place punt heads to Sean McLean. A pickoff to the first. He's got the runner picked. A throw to the second baseman, T.J. Schofield-Tam. Back to Simpson. Applies the tag. And Jordan Thompson was clearing the baseline in the first place. Call that by Isabella Robb. All the while, DePaula over at third base was spectating. So Pontes helps out his own cause. 1-3-4-3. Thompson picked off and caught stealing for at number 2. And now the first pitch to Sean McLean. Ball 1 low. The West Michigan Whitecaps are down to Beloit 4-0. They're in the bottom of the 5th inning. And West Michigan doesn't have any hits today. Pontes fires. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike on McLean. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. At third base, DePaula. 2 outs. The pitch. Outside. Shot the fastball. McLean hitches 217 for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. His bat's been coming around here, though, for Great Lakes. Pitch on its way. Buried. What a job by Cole Kahn knocking it down. Kahn the signal. Pontes agrees. 3-1. Hitter's pitch. On its way. Hit up in the air, out to right field. Batista Jr. started back, now comes in. Makes it the catch with a two-hand squeeze. The inning is over. But Great Lakes scores 2 more runs on 3 hits, 1 walk, and 1 error. 1 runner left at third base. 6th inning we go. The Loons now lead the Lugnuts 5-2.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine what screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Loons have tacked on 2 more. Entering the 6th inning, 5-2 is the hill for the Lugnuts to climb. Kahn Valenzuela and Batista Jr., 8-9-1. Right-hander Jacob Metter winds, throws. Inside ball 1 to Cole Kahn. 1-for-2 today with a single his last time. Switch hitter batting left. Metter lets it fly. Lays down a bunt up the third base side, and this is perfect. The Loons are helpless. Just scooped up by the third baseman, Bennison, and handed to Metter. Bunt single, Cole Khan. You know, the Lugnuts have become quite the great team at bunting for base hits as of late. What, Jared Dickey has laid one down. Ryan Lasko's laid one down. Khan here leads off the sixth inning with a single. And here's Saheed Valenzuela, the number nine hitter. 0 for 1, RBI walk. Down 5-2 in the sixth. The pitch. Low ball one. Their sixth inning slang today is do-ups. And what does do-ups mean in the world of baseball lingo? I'll throw over to first, Khan back in standing. For the sixth inning slang, just to give you my philosophy on it. Sometimes it might be a word or a phrase that I've never heard before. Sometimes it just might be that fun baseball lingo. The pitch, Valenzuela takes it up and away. Khan not running, quickly hurries back into first base as Galiz, the catcher, stood and stared at him. 2-0. So today I felt, you know, Adam and I rarely say do-ups over the course of a game. There's your slang. Valenzuela takes ball three inside. Jacob Metter. What an interesting time he has had. The Lugnuts have loaded the bases against him in each of his first two innings. 3-0 to Valenzuela. A called strike on the outside corner at the letters. I get the feeling that we're on the way to another bases-loaded threat. In the fourth inning, they scored one run, left two. In the fifth inning, they left three, did not score any. The pitch, that's outside for ball four. And a bunt single and a walk to open up the sixth inning. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Danny is 0 for 2 with a ground out to short, a walk, and a double play ball. Righty to righty. Matter throws. Strike call. The Lugnuts scored the game's first run back in the first inning. Ryan Lasko walked. Will Simpson doubled him in against Wyatt Kerwell. Then the Loons scored three in a row, two in the second, one in the third. Bautista Jr. takes a slider outside. Ball one. Down 3-1. The Lugnuts nipped within one on a bases-loaded walk to Valenzuela in the fourth inning by Metter. But the Loons just scored two in the fifth. The pitch. Fly ball, right center field. Jake Vogel over into the alley to make the catch from center. Runner tags from second base. Though comes in 2 seconds. Over to third base goes Khan. Valenzuela hangs tight at first. And that fly out by Bautista Jr. is out number one. They're at the corners for Jared Dickey. Go back to Wednesday. The Lugnuts 3-2 win over the Loons. Dickey had a huge two-run double in that game. First pitch to him here. Backdoor slider for a called strike. Loons 5, Lugnuts 2. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. The kick, the toss. Down low and in. Galiz slid down to his right to come up with that baseball. Otherwise, Khan is going to score and Valenzuela is going to move up to second. One ball, one strike. Dickey today is 0 for 3. He has grounded out to shortstop twice and he's flat out to right field. The pitch from Metter. Swing and a miss. A fastball away. Another crucial point for the Lugnuts. Can they take advantage? Pitcher's pitch on 1-2. High and outside. Left a runner at second base in the first. Left a runner at first base whom they had with nobody out on a leadoff single. They stranded him. They had a runner at second base in the third. Stranded him. The wave makes its way around. Dickey yokes it foul off the right side. We stay 2-2. In the fourth inning, bases loaded, one out. Danny Bautista Jr. grounded into an inning-ending double play. In the fifth inning, bases loaded, one out. Nate Nankill struck out. TJ Schofield, Sam flied out. Three were left. First and third here in the sixth, one out. Here's the pitch. High for ball three.
I think he can straighten out that last foul ball he just hit because he whacked that one.
Yeah, he did. Remember, he's got 9 home runs. His goal this year is 10. He needs one more. Netter to Dickey. The pitch. Fouled away. Off the left side. Ryan Lasko's on deck. And then Will Simpson. And both of them have already reached base twice. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for the Nuts. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Loons. Valenzuela at first, Kahn at third. Here's the payoff. Popped him up, foul ground, back of home plate. Catcher Galiz, room to make the catch. And then he hustles back in. Valenzuela stays at first, Kahn back to third. Jared Dickey's foul out is out number two.
I mean, this is numbing to see how many runners are in scoring position, and Lansing just cannot break through. And they did yesterday, but again, we've been watching this Tuesday and Wednesday, and then again today. I mean, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and here on Saturday, someone has got to deliver.
Is that somebody, Ryan Lasko? Down 5-2, first and third, two outs in the sixth. Righty to righty. Outside. Ball one. And the first inning, a walk and a run scored. In the third inning, a strikeout. In the fifth, a single. Now here in the sixth, the pitch. Pop foul out of play. The Metters' fastball is only about 90-91.
And they've been able to hit him, too. And just, when it's come to crunch time, they have struggled.
This is crunch time. Matter delivers. High, ball two. Still have this conviction that they're going to load the bases against Matter for a third straight inning.
And it still very much feels like they can win this game. It's right there. They just got to take advantage.
A homer would tie the score. Lasko fouls the pitch back out of the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners are ready to break on contact. Valenzuela from first. Kahn from third. Matter to Lasko. Ground ball foul up the left side. Each inning has just been a tease. The Lugnuts are second in the league and most runners left on base. Try it again. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch. Check swing on appeal. Didn't go. It was up high, and the count is full.
Now, too many teases. We are ready for the answer. Not AI. A base hit. A delivery.
If he walks, the bases would be loaded for Simpson. A 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. Here we go.
No way they let him face Simpson, right?
Well, the bullpen just got active for the Loons, so I think there is a way.
And this is the way.
And the pitching coach, David Anderson, chooses now to get out to the mound. Well, Will Simpson today is 2-for-3 with an RBI double and a single. He has hit the ball hard.
Time for a knockout punch, Jesse. A little bomb. That turns into a big bomb.
There's that. And then I also counter you that Simpson leads the Lugnuts in drawing walks, and Jacob Metter walked 2 batters in the fourth inning, 1 batter in the fifth inning, and he's walked 2 batters here in the sixth inning. So it's got to be close. Stone Garver's strike zone has not favored the pitchers.
I'm going to get picky, though. I want a big one.
Okay. 5-2, Loons lead the Lugnuts. Bases loaded, two outs in the sixth. Righty to righty. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Slider. Strike one.
Well, I like that decision right there by Metter because he has been attacking early in counts, so they go off speed.
Simpson opens his stance. Knees bent. Pitch on its way. Slider outside.
They are due in this series in one of these spots for a massive swing.
Metter versus Simpson. Base is juiced. A nod, the pitch. Strike called at the knees. Fastball. Will Simpson already has one grand slam this year against the Loons. The man who leads the Midwest League in RBIs, and he recorded his latest in the first inning with a double. He's knocked in 68. Time called. Tying runs are on. Kahn at third, Valenzuela at second, and Lasco at first. Lasco runs very well if the ball hits the alley. One ball and two strikes. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Drilled out to right field. Back goes Alonso. Back he goes. It is off the wall. It's still in play. Kahn scores. Valenzuela scores. Lasco for the plate. Relay for Greetson. He's out. Simpson knocks in two, but the Loons throw out Lasco at the dish, and the side's retired. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's now the Loons 5, the Lugnuts 4.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It goes down as a long two-run single for Will Simpson, denting the right field wall. But the Loons throw out Ryan Lasco at home plate and the top of the sixth inning, and they escape still with the lead. 5-4 Great Lakes.
I don't even feel like Lansing is playing that sharp of a game, but Jesse, here they are within a run. It's very much in their hands here to try and win this thing.
Jesus Galiz leads things off against Blaise Pontes, then Bettison, and then Alonso. First pitch, a high ball one. Adam, our sixth inning slang today is the do-ups. Classic baseball slang that neither you nor I use, right? Other people use that. I've never heard you say the do-ups. 1-0, down low.
I've never heard that. Is that kind of like the hiccups?
Oh, I love it. That's why you've never used it. You've never heard it.
Never heard it.
The do-ups here in the bottom of the sixth are Galiz, Bittison, and Alonso.
Okay.
2-0. And that missed off the outside corner. So you'd say do-up at home plate. And because they're do-up, they're the do-ups. That's your sixth inning slang. 3-0. And that missed low. It's a four-pitch walk from Pontes to open up the sixth inning. Right after the Lugnuts played it two. And the Loons catcher Galiz is on. Immediately, the catcher Kahn goes to visit Blaze.
Well, they absolutely need a shutdown inning right here. Like, give yourself a chance to breathe. Your offense is continually putting on pressure on the Loons. They finally break through with, you know, two runs coming in. It looked like there was a chance that thing was going to go. Simpson has hammered two balls off the wall tonight. It doesn't go. You get thrown out at the plate, but you're back within a run. You got to keep this thing a one-run game.
Meeting between the catcher Khan and the pitcher Pontes, and that blaze to Nick Bittison. Strike called outside corner. Fastball. That pitch is on the edge of the shadow zone. So, Adam, who really knows what Stone Garver's strike zone is? Pontes throws. That's outside.
I know, Jesse. It's just a little tight.
It's amorphous. Have you ever heard that used? It's the 1-1. Blown away. That's inconsistent. It is a shifting shape tonight. Two balls, one strike on Nick Bettison, who has singled, walked, stolen a base, and scored one of the five Loons runs. Each team seven hits, but the Loons have one more run. The Lugnuts have the game's only error. The pitch up very high. Pontes is behind Bittison, 3-1. Galise, not too much speed leading away from first base. Nobody out, bottom of the sixth, the pitch. A chopper pulled down the left side. Luke Mann comes in, grabs, fires. He's safe at first. Enfield single for Bittison, beats it out to the third baseman. And up to second base goes Galise. 2-1 for the Loons and nobody out.
I mean, it's just brutal luck right now. It's the second time that's happened. There was a little dunker down the first baseline. This is a little bleeder down the third baseline, and it's 2-1. It's, boy, he's just had some tough luck with the BABIP.
Wait, hang on. As pitching coach Don Schulze goes out there to talk to Blaze. Do you remember who had the earlier infield single, the third?
No.
It's Nick Bittison.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was talking about, what was a little dunker down the right field line against Pontes? That was Thompson,
that was
right?
Jordan Thompson last inning.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've moved on from the Luis Morales. He's
out
of the game.
It's over. It's in the past.
Know?
So let me give you something different. Let's go today in Lugnuts history. It was August the 10th, 2019. You and I were on the call. Miles Gordon tripled for the Dayton Dragons. Sixth inning. That was the Dragons' only base runner. The Lugnuts tossed a near-perfect game. One runner, one hit for Dayton. Lugnuts beat the Dragons 6-0. Troy Watson, seven innings. Will McAffer in the eighth. Cree Finfrock in the ninth. Griffin Conine, a two-run tie-breaking single and a solo home run. How about that? Today in Lugnuts history, 5 years ago. Juan Alonso takes ball one, down it in.
Will McAffer, Canadian?
Yeah, right on.
I think he was, right? Cree had such a
great
name.
I'm glad that you remembered how to pronounce Will's last name. I looked at it and went, oh, man. Alonso takes a called strike.
Hey, man, you got it.
Cree Finfrock. Unfortunately, Cree ran into arm problems. You know, checking in with each of those guys. 2-1, nobody out. 1-1 pitch, Alonso. Swing and a miss, strike two. You know that Will has resurfaced this year. 2024, he's pitching for Kansas City in the American Association. So Will is still pitching. I don't think Cree Finfrock still is. Nope. Last season that Cree pitched, it was back in 2022. A 1-2 pitch, he's drilled foul down the right side. Troy Watson, on the other hand, who started that game, went seven innings. Do you know where Watson is right now? I might shock you.
What do you got for me?
Adam, he's with the Toledo Mud Hens. And he's doing great. He could get called up by the Tigers. Alonso takes a very high fastball. Two balls and two strikes. He has so far worked two appearances for Toledo. 3 scoreless innings. How about Troy Watson?
Just remember him for the tarp slide.
A very unusual person is how I remember him. The break even. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Alonso fans against Pontes. And there's 1 gone in the 6th inning.
Remember when he went out and slid on,
yes.
What is it, Cooley Law School Stadium's
yes.
field then?
I remember so much about Troy. I remember that his catchphrase was, "It's gonna get nutty." He was traded by the Blue Jays to the Tigers on August the 1st. And he's in AAA for the Tigers. Here's Jake Vogel. Line drive center field. In comes Ryan Lasko. Dives. Can't make the catch. The ball is down. Lasko fires into third base. One hops into man. It's in time to force out Galiz. Galiz was worried that Lasko might make that catch, so he stayed close to second. Lasko didn't. Galiz headed for third, and Lasko's throw beat him there. It's a fielder's choice for Jake Vogel. Bittison up to second, 2 outs.
That was hilarious. Oh, Ryan Lasko, beauty. He nearly makes the catch, and then he throws a seed to third base, and I think Luke Mann trapped that on the right side of his pant leg to get the one hop out.
Amazing. Here's Dylan Campbell, the top of the order for the Loons. Oh, takes a called strike 1. Well, Blaise Pontes went walk single, but now a strikeout and a fielder's choice. And Blaise is 1 out away from posting a 0 up there for the bottom of the 6th inning. A ground ball hits a shortstop by Campbell, grabbed by Valenzuela. Underhand to second. Schofield's hand, the force on Vogel, and the inning is over. Blaise Pontes posts the shutdown inning. We're going to the 7th. The Lugnuts are down by a run. The do-ups. Mann, Nankill, Schofield, Sam, Adam Jaxa on the call.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
The rain has started to fall here on this Saturday night, just after 9 o'clock, and it is a tight one. 5-4 lead for the Loons. Jacob Menner back out there to face Luke Mann. One run game. Righty lefty matchup. The pitch. That's launched back. Foul. Up into the raindrop. Strike 1.
How about the cloudburst?
Yeah. And it's already a chillier night. Boy, it's really starting to turn into a fall evening. Fans scrambling. The pitch. Up high, outside. 1-1, 1-1. Luke Mann with the big out moments ago on the receiving end of a force at third on a line drive out to Lasko, where he dove for it, couldn't catch it, and then fired it from center to third to get the out. 1-1 pitch. That's outside. Video replay confirmed what we thought, as Jesse Goldberg-Strassler just looking up. Luke Mann did not catch it in his mitt. He trapped it on the side of his pants to get the out. Incredible. The pitch, up high, 3-1.
I'm frankly shocked that Jacob Metter is back to the mound. He has struggled with his command this entire outing, and he is vulnerable to the home run ball.
You and me both. I'm very surprised he's back out here. A pitch, swing and a miss. Gets Luke Mann to get out in front of the changeup. I was frankly surprised that they left him in to face Will Simpson, who delivered the two-run single to keep this, or get this to a one-run game. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, but he gets Luke Mann to chase it. Would have been ball four. Instead, it's strikeout number three for Metter.
These are not great conditions, right? That rain is pouring down, but the field looks great.
It does look great. The dirt is a little bit darker now because it's wet. Here's Nate Nankill from the right side. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. Just one home run, Jesse. Can they get one home run in this series?
Against a guy who's given up 11 home runs this year.
One home run in this series. The pitch. Two right there on the outer edge. Strike two called. Time called by Nate Nankill. Loons five, Lugs four, top seven. In a rainy Saturday night in August. The pitch. That's hit through the right side, a base hit. Just sprays it the other way on 0-2. He got the changeup. Second hit tonight for Nate Nankill. And the leading tying run is aboard. 99 off the bat right there from Nate Nankill. So here we go again. Bottom of the order has produced. Schofield Sam now up to the plate. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth. He's flied out the other two times. Righty-lefty. Metter from the stretch. Throws home. Popped up in the infield. Right side of the diamond. Nevin at first coming in. And it is the third baseman coming over. Bittison behind the mound makes the catch. Two outs. Well, that was unique because it was Nevin that was right there on the right side of the mound. Bittison, of course, from third had the longer travel and called him off. And in the rain made the catch. So with two outs, here's Cole Kahn. He's two for three, single and a bunt single. And a strikeout. The pitch. Up high and outside. He can find a gapper, though. Nate Nankill. Get on your horse. Loons five, Lugnuts four. Two outs, top seven in the rain. Righty-lefty matchup with the switch-hitting lefty Kahn at the plate. The pitch. Fastball up high, outside, 2-0. We've talked about the struggles with Lansing taking advantage of their opportunities, just 2 for 10, but they just will not go away. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Big, big hack right there from Cole Kahn. He wanted that one. Two-one pitch. That is right in the bottom corner of the zone, but it is not called a strike. Three balls and a strike on Cole Kahn. The offering on the outside corner. Oh my! You know, in basketball they have makeup calls. That one was pretty wide.
For all of the pitches that were in the zone that Stone Garver has not called strikes.
I mean, that one was, yeah. Okay, 3-2 pitch. Here it is. Swinging a check swing tapper. Tough play. Charging third baseman Bittison. Throws on the run at first, and he just gets Cole Kahn. Beauty of a play by Bittison. He got a high hop that helped him out. And we will head to the bottom of the seventh, stretching it out in the mist here in Midland. Loons 5, Lugs 4.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience,
bolster confidence and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
This game's got us on the edge of our seats here tonight. 5-4 on Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight in Midland in the rain in the penultimate game between the Loons and the Lugs in 2024. Great Lakes 5, Lansing 4. Kyle Nevin, Josue DePaula, Jordan Thompson, 2, 3, and 4 due up against Blaise Pontes. Can he get another shutdown half inning? First pitch to the righty. On the ground over towards third. Sliding stop, knocked down by Mann. But the ball fumbles away to the shortstop position to his left. Picked up in the infield by Valenzuela. And that is a base hit. Good effort by Mann, but he just could not squeeze it. So for a second consecutive inning against Pontes, leadoff man is aboard. Here's Josue DePaula from the left side. The righty Pontes throws. Shot the left field side, hanging up and in on the run. That is caught by Dickey. One down. Two pitches. One base hit. One out. And now Jordan Thompson. Well, Pontes worked his way around a walk and a base hit to open up the sixth and kept the Loons off the board. They've scored two in the second, one in the third, and two in the fifth. The pitch, that's at the bottom of the zone, here in the bottom of the seventh for the four-hitter, Jordan Thompson, with one on and one out and a one-run Loon lead.
The problem for Blaise early on, it wasn't commanding. He wasn't throwing strikes. He's doing that much better now.
The pitch. That is a little bit low. It's close.
That might have been called a strike at a different point of the game.
Two balls, no strikes. Still a slight missed coming down here. The pitch. Checked it. That is definitely a strike. Grabs the outer edge off speed. 2-1.
Adam, it was a downpour in the top half of this inning.
Yes, it was. Let's hope that stays away. They got fireworks after the game tonight, too. 2-1. That's at the bottom of the zone. And Gus Macker next door has got to be done by now, right? I mean, it's after 9 o'clock.
Great basketball.
They don't have lights over there, do they?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, so it's during the day. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Runner takes off for second. Throw down from Kahn. The tag is right there. Out is the call. Schofield Sam gets the tag in time for the second out. A beauty of a throw. As we know, there is no swiping on the con man. Wow, what a throw from Cole Kahn. The pitch, a little bit up and in, and that is ball four. Less fun. So a two-out base runner for Sean McClain. Sean McClain, 1-for-3, single in the second, fly out to center and right in the fourth and the fifth. 5-4 Loons, bottom seven. Pitch, line drive, over the jumping second baseman, Schofield Sam, into center. Lasko picks it up, rifles it in. And there's two on with two out. They are attacking early. Third batter of the four in the seventh inning that have gone and put the first pitch in play. Two have singled. The other was roped to left, but it was caught. And here comes Craig Conklin. And that is it for Blaise Pontes. So, they are going to ask Yeison Sanchez to come in here and try and get the final out of this seventh inning in a massive spot. And the thing with Yeison, he's had good stuff, but he has had struggles locating the baseball. Can he find a way to get this final out and keep this a one-run game? This is a massive moment in this baseball game. Game 5 of 6 here this week.
A couple of key stats for you about Yeison. Stat number one, you know he's inherited 14 runners this year and only 4 have scored. He's been excellent at stranding runners. And here's the second key stat for you. The first batter that he faces is just 4-for-24 against him.
Well, how about that?
So, in general, when we've seen him struggle, it's not been the first batter. All he needs to do is get the final out of this seventh inning.
Numbers man, Jesse Goldberg's wrestler.
I'm saying past performance, no guarantee of future results,
no.
But this is a spot that Yeison has actually thrived in.
They say there's no takesies, backsies. You have just guaranteed out number 3 before a run comes home, and it's lovely. And it's so lovely, even if a run does come home, I promise not to blame you. It is Jesus Galiz coming in. Jesse, what do you think of the righty-righty matchup? How does that play a factor here?
The guy who worries me is Nick Bittison waiting on deck, because Bittison's bat has been lethal. Galiz last reached base via a walk, and we don't know if Sanchez is going to be able to locate. But if he throws strikes, his stuff is tough. So I would favor him in this righty-righty matchup.
Okay. We have the assignment for Yeison Sanchez. It is get this final out before a run comes home and keep this a 5-4 game. Jesus Galiz. Strikeout, ground out, walk. Runners at first and second, bottom 7, 2 outs. Righty-righty matchup. The slender Yeison Sanchez set, throws. First pitch outside, ball 1. Sanchez wears number 30, 6'2", 165 pounds, 23 years old from the Dominican Republic. International free agent signed in 2019. Sanchez, Black Sox pulled up, comes home. Swing and a miss. That was chased low and in with the fastball. Strike 1. Big, big swing and a miss right there to get Sanchez even in the count. Comes set with a slight knee bend. Looks at second. Throws. Hit over on a one-hopper. Weakly to second. Schofield Sam to his left. Has it. Fires to Will Simpson. Runners inherited. Update for Yeison Sanchez. Jesse?
16 runners inherited. Only 4 have scored.
All right. That sounds great. Let's go to the 8th. Nuts need one run to tie. Down 5-4 in Midland.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Oh, we got a good one here in Midland, Michigan tonight. Thanks for tuning in as we head towards 9:30 in the Eastern Time Zone. Loons 5, Lugnuts 4. Here comes Calvin Ramirez, the new pitcher for the Great Lakes Loons to try and shut down the Nuts and secure the final six outs of this game. He has got some size, 6'4", 185-pounder, 23 years old from Venezuela. He faces Saheed Valenzuela. The pitch, and the man from Venezuela shoots it into Valenzuela for strike one at 95. Pitch two from the Venezuelan to the switch hitting Valenzuela. That's kickback foul. Any thoughts?
Loving it. Just like the folks who, you know, order at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valenzuela tonight is 0 for 1 with a couple of walks. Venezuela, I don't know how they're doing tonight. The Venezuelan throws. Swing and a tapper foul. No balls, two strikes.
I can tell you how Team USA is doing.
Well, they had themselves a Saturday, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Women's soccer, stand up. Men's hoops, stand up. The pitch home. Shot foul, third base side. Washington Commanders football.
Thumbs up, man.
Jesse is excited about the future.
Jets bet 28 guys.
Just a preseason game. They're good. 0-2 pitch. On the outside corner. Good pitch. Bottom of the zone. And the Venezuelan wins it. One down, strikeout number one.
You know, now that you mention it, what a big Saturday in sports. How about Central Michigan football?
Yeah, man. Scrimmage number one for those Chippewas today. Closed scrimmage. But I was there. Here's Danny Bautista Jr., the pitch home. That's in there, strike one. Jesse, nobody will understand this reference, and it won't be giving anything away. But I am excited for Joey football this fall in Mount Pleasant. Watch out, folks. That's all you need to know. 0-1. That's outside. One ball, one strike. You think somehow, some way that's going to end up on the Central Michigan message boards tonight? No way, right?
Are you going to post it there?
Oh, I don't have an account. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. 5-4 Loons, top eight. The rain, by the way, you see it? I don't think it's coming down anymore. Just a little bit, maybe. Just a touch. Looking up in the lights trying to see because it is not noticeable. Yeah, it's still coming down, I think, just a hair here. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper. Bautista Jr. stays alive. Going to get you up to a game this fall?
You know what? That'd be great.
You know, I think there's a certain four-year-old that might enjoy that experience.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Someone could get you some tickets, just saying. 1-2. Swing, and that's fouled back. Well, here tonight, 30 minutes to the east of Mount Pleasant. Game 5 of 6 in this in-state rivalry between the Loons and the Lugnuts. The final two meetings of the 2024 regular season between the two. The pitch on the ground over towards third. To his left, Bittison has it, slides, fires to first, stretched up the line from Nevin. He's got it, two down. You know, speaking of Venezuela, we brought up Cuba earlier in a trivia question and said, in terms of representation in Major League Baseball by country, what number in the order is Cuba in representation, with United States being first, of course? Then where is Cuba? Are they 2, 3, 4, 5, deeper? Pitch home. That's fouled back up sweet level. Look out to our left. Wow, they are being chastised for not catching or attempting to catch the baseball as they, well, they chose flight there. Get out of the way.
But their life passed in front of their eyes.
0-1, Dickey hits it hard to the first baseman. Bill Buckner through the ranks to right field. Dickey sprints around first. He's headed to second. The throw in is late. And it is a Bill Buckner aided double right through the wickets of Kyle Nevin. And the Lansing Lugnuts have just won the World Series. Did I do that right?
That's gigantic. That's the potential game tying run in scoring position when the inning should be over.
So what you're saying is that's the potential game tying run in the game before the game to win the series.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Beautiful. It all comes together, and here comes Ryan Lasko. That is the first error on the Loons tonight on Kyle Nevin at first base, and it's a two-base error. Lasko tonight has reached 3 of 4 times, 2 walks and a single. The pitch home. That's inside, ball one.
Third error all year on Nevin, so accountable. By the way, 2 answers have been emailed in for the trivia question.
Yeah, what'd we get?
We've got Cuba with 4th. Does Cuba rank 4th?
1-0 pitch. That's outside.
Van Cook and Marshall Bullard each riding in.
Both said 4?
Both said 4.
A tandem answer. Thanks, guys. So they said 4. Harrison H., as he's known around Jackson Field, said 6. Wouldn't you believe we got a sandwich right around the answer.
Oh, average them out.
5th is the answer. United States makes up about 72%. Then the Dominican Republic, about 11%. Venezuela, shout out, Calvin Ramirez, makes up about 6.5%. Puerto Rico, 2%. And Cuba, just under 2%, right there. Big pitch right here. 2 balls, no strikes. Shot back foul by Ryan Lasko. Tying run at second base. 5-4. Loons lead. Top 8, 2 outs.
Let me insert this. If you have a different answer because you did your own online research than Adam's, email in adam.jackson@cmitch.edu and show your work.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it. Because what you didn't know. Hold, please. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah, I was going off of last year, 2023. Eat it, folks. Eat it. Mexico, by the way, is 6th. And Canada is also 6th. They both have 1.22%. And then Colombia. The pitch. That's up and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Shout out Brian Guelbas. Would you like to shout out any AAA individuals in the A system?
Yeah, let me shout out Jordan Diaz.
Yeah, shout out Monteria.
Jordan rules.
Yes, he certainly does not drool. Runner at second, the 3-2 pitch. Fought back. Just had this feeling here, the Lugnuts are going to win this game. I don't know how they're going to get it done, but it just feels like they will not go away and they are ready for a breakthrough. Maybe it takes extras, but a core... Big opportunity right now. Tying run at second with 2 outs. 3-2 pitch. That's in there, called strike 3. Lasko not happy about it, but it was in there. It's a good call. You can understand the frustration. That's a great pitch by the man out of Venezuela. And we will head to the bottom of the 8th. Loons holding on to a 5-4 advantage.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Yeah.
you're still with us, thanks so much for joining us. 9:31 in the Eastern Time Zone on Saturday, August 10th, 2024. Loons 5, Lugs 4 on what has turned into a moist Saturday night. Yeison Sanchez up to face the third of the order. And the first pitch slides in. A little tight, but it's ruled a strike. That's the bottom third of the order. Nick Benison, Juan Alonso, Jake Vogel. Yeison came in with two on and two out and got the final out to Galiz. The pitch, swing and a miss. Showed that one across the zone. Change up, strike two. So, can he keep this a one-run game? Nuts will have one more chance in the top of the ninth. The 0-2 pitch. That's in there a little bit low. Pops up there on Cole Kahn. Would you like to know who's coming up for Lansing in the ninth, Jesse?
I sure would.
Would you like to know specifically who's leading off and has home run capabilities if it's a one-run game?
Is it Will Simpson?
The pitch. That's outside. It is Will Simpson. Luke Mann will follow. The chance to play Superman on Defenders of the Diamond Knight. That is a Superman pitch right there from Sanchez. Swing and a miss. Bye-bye, Benison. One down.
If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman?
Yeah. If I'm alive and well, will you be there a holding my hand? I don't know if those are the correct lyrics, but that's what I sing when that song comes on.
So. Kryptonite.
Juan Alonso, the pitch. Checked it. That's in there. Strike one. Uh-oh, is Yeison Sanchez having himself an evening right now? He looks like he is locked in. Looking well off that fastball. And then that slider that he's got. Throws home. Here's a bouncing ball in on the hands. Weakly hit towards Mann at third. Gloves. Throws down the run to Simpson. Yes, sir. A Superman-like play right there from Luke Mann himself. Two down. Take that, Marble.
This is where things have gone sideways for Yeison. I'm telling you, he generally starts off innings well. Can he finish it well? Can he go 1-2-3?
You know, I liked, you know, like, the numbers earlier.
Throw the numbers out the window.
Here's Jake Vogel. First pitch, swing and a miss. What did Han Solo say? CPO? Never tell me the odds, Jesse. The 0-1 pitch. Swing, that's popped up foul. Well, he's one pitch away from finishing things off here. Loons up 5-4, bottom eight. Nuts will indeed have Will Simpson, Luke Mann, and Nate Mankill. 4, 5, and 6 coming up in what they hope is a one-run game in the top of the ninth. 0-2 pitch. That is in there, bottom of the zone, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. How about that? 1-2-3-8 for Yeison Sanchez, and Sanchez doesn't strike it out, too. Jesse Goldberg Strassler takes you through the ninth when we return 5-4 Loons.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Top of the ninth inning. Lugnuts down to the Loons 5-4. And the Great Lakes Loons have stuck with the right-hander Kelvin Ramirez. Will Simpson coming up, followed by Luke Mann and Nate Nankill. One for the tie, more than that for the lead. One in the first, one in the fourth, two in the sixth for the Lugnuts. Will Simpson has knocked in three of those four. For the Loons, two in the second, one in the third, two in the fifth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I'm joined by Adam Jackson.
I appreciate you trying to be mellow during the pump it all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Kelvin Ramirez to Will Simpson. A called strike one. A fastball at 96 miles an hour. I was watching Kelvin Ramirez going through his warm-up pitches, working through them pitch by pitch. Righty to righty. A ground ball pushed her out of the mound. Second baseman Thompson to his left picks it up, throws to first. Got him. One down. Big first out for Ramirez and the Loons. Simpson now 3-for-5. Wind is blowing out to left field right now, which does not help the left-handed slugging Luke Mann. 0-for-3, three strikeouts and a walk. Nuts down, one run, one out in the ninth. The pitch. Line drive beyond the diving Thompson. A base hit in the right field. In comes the throw, lobbed in by Alonzo with a hop to second on the one-out single by Mann.
I dare you to pinch run for him. I dare you to do it.
You can dare me to do whatever you'd like me to do. I bet you dare Craig Conklin.
Craig Conklin, I dare you. I know, he's not going to.
Well, Casey Yamauchi would be the guy, but he's still working his way back from injury. Mm-hmm. There's Nate Nankill. He takes a called strike on the outside corner. But I can tell you that Casey took full BP today. He felt great. He was taking full rips. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw him tomorrow.
That is delightful news.
Nankill is 2-for-3. Two singles, a walk, a run scored. Tying run at first. The pitch. Skied it to right field. Alonzo comes in. Thompson goes out. Alonzo calls for it. Makes the catch. Man back to first. Two outs.
That is a very herky-jerky jog motion right there from Alonzo. It looked like he was swimming and didn't know where the baseball was, but he got there.
His mannerisms all over the field have been unusual. Well, it's up to TJ Schofield Sam. The pitch breaks in for a called strike. Splitter. Five to four Loons. Mann at first, two outs, ninth inning. Righty to lefty. Here it is. Whacked on a line through the left side. Base hit left field. Mann stops at second. DePaula gets it into third. It has gone ground out, single, fly out, single. Tying run in scoring position. Go-ahead run is on at first, and Cole Kahn is about to step in. You know, the interesting thing, Adam, is Will Simpson entering this ninth inning had been great 3-for-4, two singles, a double, knocked in three. He's retired by Kelvin Ramirez. Luke Mann, hitless, single. Nate Nankill, two singles, one walk. He's been great. He's retired by Ramirez. Schofield Sam hitless. He gets the single. So how's Cole Kahn been in the game? Well, Kahn is 2-for-4. A couple of singles, including a bunt single. And he has scored one of the four Lugnuts runs. We do have a pinch runner. Angel Arevalo makes his Lugnuts debut. Pinch running at first base for Schofield Sam.
Interesting.
Welcome officially to Lugnuts Baseball, Angel Arevalo. Cole Kahn, switch hitter, batting left. Two on, two out in the ninth. Set. Ramirez throws. Outside, ball one.
Now remember, Luke Mann doesn't have the greatest of speed, but with two outs, he's obviously running on contact here. You know Craig Conklin's going to send him if that thing goes up a gap.
You bet. 5-4 Loons. A ball one offering to Kahn. On its way. Strike called on the outside corner. By the way, Angel Arevalo, 20 years old, just added to the roster. He's from Caracas, Venezuela. He is the 948th all-time Lansing Lugnut. A one ball, one strike pitch. Ramirez deals. Swing and a miss. Splitter. And now the Nuts are down to their final strike. Well, they have left at least one runner on base in every single inning. The Lugnuts are 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. This is the 12th at bat.
About to be 3-for-12, Jesse. About to be 3-for-12. Good vibes.
Single likely ties the score. Extra base hit gives the Nuts the lead. The 1-2 pitch to Khan. On its way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. On the ground, picked up by Galiz. And the throw down to first base completes the strikeout and ends the ball game. The Lugnuts go 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They strand two. The Loons beat the Nuts 5-4. The postgame show is on its way next from Dow Diamond.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design. Hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, the way that this series has gone, the Loons have won a game. The Lugnuts have won a game. The Loons have won a game. The Lugnuts have won a game. Today, the Loons win. So does that set up a Lugnuts victory tomorrow in the finale? We'll find out when we get there. But first, let's talk about tonight's 5-4 Loons victory over the Lugnuts. This is Lansing Lugnuts postgame. Along with Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Luis Morales going on the mound, coming off his great outing the last time out. But Juan Alonso, a two-run double off of him in the second inning. That gave the Loons the early 2-1 lead, and they just held off the Lugnuts from that point on.
It really was his only mistake all night. He went slider away, and then he came back to the slider, and he grooved it up and in. And Alonso crushed it out to left, and after a wild pitch, the two men had gotten in scoring position, and that unfortunately dented his line. He did end up giving up a couple more when Pontes came in and couldn't finish things off, but really the turning moment was that Alonso double, where you noticed that, you know, maybe that Morales wasn't quite as untouchable as he had been in his prior six starts. But with that all said, Lansing still gave themselves a chance to win, just couldn't finish it off with the runners in scoring position.
Yes, they did. Down 5-2 in the sixth inning. Will Simpson singled off the right field wall to drive in Cole Conn and save Valenzuela. But Ryan Lasco, the potential game-tying run, was thrown out at the plate. In the seventh inning, Nate Nankill, a single stranded. In the eighth inning, Jared Dickey reached on a two-base error by the first baseman, Nevin. As Adam called it, the Bill Buckner double, but he was stranded. And then in the ninth inning, a one-out single by Luke Mann, a two-out single by TJ Schofield-Sam. But two runners left stranded. Calvin Ramirez locked things down with a strikeout of Cole Conn. So the Lugnuts fall to 19-22, 51-55 overall, while the Loons improved to 21-19, 55-51 for the year. Four runs on 10 hits, one error, 13 left on for the Nuts. Morales suffers the loss, his second. Five runs, 10 hits, one error, and seven runners left on for the Loons. The winning pitcher is Jacob Metter, his second win. Calvin Ramirez, his 10th save.
It's a tough one tonight. They had a chance. They continued to get runners on. It's just the same old story that we had seen. Even though Lansing has found a way to win two games, they really have only cashed in a good number with runners in scoring position in one game. That was yesterday. But as you said, Lansing is going back and forth. So hopefully tomorrow on a new day, they split this series and head home with the 3-3 series in what will wrap up and be the last game between Great Lakes and Lansing this year.
A couple of individual notes on the pitching side, please. Pontes doing a third inning, just one run. Aison Sanchez then, 1 1/3, perfect. He struck out two. And hitting-wise for the Lugnuts, though the top two hitters, Batista Jr. and Dickey, combined to go 0-for-9. Ryan Lasko keeps on reaching base. Lasko had a single, a couple of walks, scored another run. Will Simpson, the cleanup hitter, and the league leader in RBIs, three more hits, three more runs batted in. And how about two hit games for Nate Nankill and Cole Kahn?
Boy, did he consider putting Yeison Sanchez on the final graphic, Jesse. I mean, this guy came in.
Yes.
He kept it a one-run game with two on and two out in the seventh. And then he mowed down the final third of the card in the eighth. Strikeout, ground out, strikeout. He kept Lansing in this game late. And listen, we're never going to sugarcoat things. Yeison has struggled with his command this year. He's trying to figure it out. You go through this process as a big leaguer, as a minor leaguer, it's all part of it. But boy, he was great tonight in a big spot to keep Lansing within range. They just couldn't quite get that final hit. And again, we saw two hits. Two guys got on in the ninth there, Luke Mann and Schofield Sam. Just, again, weren't able to come through with the clutch swing. So you hope that it comes tomorrow after going 2-for-12 with guys in scoring position tonight.
I would say that Yeison Sanchez is one of the most well-liked guys in the clubhouse.
He's the best, man. He's always got a smile on his face, always joking around. But he was locked in on the mound tonight. And again, Lansing does not have a chance in that ninth inning tonight if Yeison doesn't pitch as well as he did to wrap up the seventh and get through the eighth.
So let's look ahead to tomorrow. Remember how good Grant Judkins was on his birthday? Judkins gets the ball tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 p.m. And the Loons will counter with a right-hander who didn't even last the first inning of the first game of the series because Peyton Martin was ejected by Isabella Robb. No ejection since then, but there's the rematch. Martin for the Loons, Judkins for the Lugnuts at 1:05 tomorrow.
Yeah, so the question is Judkins a birthday guy? Is he a birthday week guy? Is he a birthday month guy? If he's a birthday week or month guy, we're good. He should be great tomorrow.
I love it. So join us tomorrow, 1:05, 12:45, pregame show with a pregame interview with Blaise Pontes. And then on Tuesday, the Lugnuts are back home hosting the West Michigan Whitecaps for a six-game series. Get to MILB.com/Lansing and get your tickets. More rain is falling here. It is raining and raining now that the game is done. Lugnuts fall to the Loons 5-4. Go for the series split tomorrow. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, sir. We'll see if the Lugnuts can go for the series split after the Americans went for the golds today.
Joey Football. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know, John Vicari, is Joey Football, my guy.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Again, the final score. The Loons 5, the Lugnuts 4. Good night from Dad Diamond. And go Nuts!